The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
It's just an old run-of-the-mill Wednesday. Calendar's full up.
Wednesday?
That is some strong coffee.
Wake up.
Hey, what's up? It's Dilbert.
Dilbert? Dilbert number one or Dilbert number two?
Number one.
Number one! Guys, this is my very first stunt boy. Dilbert, can I just say something real quick? Man, your voice has changed so much. I mean, it sounds way deeper.
Yo, yo, dog.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't really know what to say.
Maybe there's nothing to say.
I think you're trying to make your voice sound deeper is what I was saying, and you don't have to do that.
Well, no, it's my voice.
Wake up!
Wake the kids, phone the neighbors.
Her Majesty awakes.
As much as you can, please minimize your obscenities.
Under all the circumstances, I disagree.
Is everyone in the control room ready?
Come on, it's showtime.
It is showtime. Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
How's it going, eh?
There you go. Oh, my gosh.
Through the fields, only to be with you.
It is Wednesday, April 13th, 6:06.
Don't even care about what the high is today because...
Why not? I do.
The high of infinity when you're listening to you two.
Infinity on High by Fall Out Boy.
These city walls.
You hear me? I said I dig your groovy tunes, man.
I dig you.
72 is the high.
Nice.
But I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Probably the greatest rock and roll band of all time.
This takes me back to the time I had a 79 Subaru, and it was my first car, and I had this on cassette, and I was just cruising around because I had just gotten my driver's license, and I thought I was the coolest kid in the world.
Okay, do you realize we live in a world where there's an entire generation who just thinks you two are the jerks that force them to have an album on their phone and doesn't like you two because they just don't get it?
Like us, like Teo and I? Or
no, like there's an entire...
You keep saying you two, but...
Okay, no, not, the, not you two. Like,
what?
Like the...
Oh!
Yeah. Okay.
You two has more music?
Like Steve-O and I, or...
No, yeah. I'm just...
Like, well, that would have been.
It was a great record. You should be so thankful good. That they gave you that record for
I
free.
Am.
I'm so good.
I'm thankful.
What I'm looking for.
Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great morning. We're live. The phone number to call us is 338-3700. You can text the show 505-585-LIVE. That's 585-5483. If you'd like to text the show, say what's up. Check in. Where are you listening from? You know, we got
a few this morning
bunch
already.
Of people checking in from around the country.
Corona, that's California cool. Chimed in. Whiskey Tango, Florida chimed in already.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's really good cool. Stuff.
Matthew, how's going,
Albuquerque.
Eh?
Matthew from Albuquerque?
Yeah, he texted.
Oh,
he texted the live line.
Look at him.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
The live line.
That kid is going to do great things.
Yeah.
The Beanstown National Cat Line is open. Unless you're Rodney Austin.
Oh, did he get banned?
He's been banned from the Beanstown National Cat Line.
Man, guys, no, don't abuse it.
No responses to your messages anymore, Rodney. Sorry.
Man.
It's Beans' call, not mine.
Yeah.
He said, kick that guy out.
You're on a tight ship over there.
I don't. Mm. Beans does. Like, people don't realize this about Beans. Yo, yo, dog!
You know? Some might say cats will take over the world someday.
Well, some people would be correct.
And you'd probably be okay with that.
Yeah. You guys want to hear some of the things I had to talk to people about yesterday?
You're crazy!
No, you are. Like yesterday. Hey, Teo. So my girlfriend has two cats. I'm allergic to cats and have a hard time being around her due to the evil cat dander.
Mm. Yeah.
What should I do? I discussed it with Beans and Panda, and this is what we came up with. Take an allergy medicine if you have to hang out with your gal, or just hang somewhere else where there's no dander.
Mm.
Just remember that the best part of the whole scenario is the cat.
Man, I don't know about that.
And they said, thanks, man. Love you guys. The Morning Invasion is the greatest. Tell Beans I said hello. And I said, Beans says to make your voice heard and rock the boat. And I said, he's really into the early aughts hip-hop, sorry. And then they said, yeah, I could see Beans being big into Outkats.
Oh.
Instead of Outkast.
Gosh,
Outkast.
So...
Yeah, that's good. Nice. Just that, having
that's,
great.
That's good.
Just great conversations.
That's good.
That's
good.
Yeah.
Well, good. What's the cat line?
505-652-CATS. CATS.
Okay. We got a big show planned for you guys this morning.
Big.
Lots and lots of things to do. We have a guest this morning. Mm-hmm. He goes by the name Double J.
Dr. Thunder.
He was fired, much like myself.
Gosh, you're just gathering people that have been fired.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about that. Well, who else could we get that was fired recently?
My uncle got laid off from a tire plant in Michigan, if you want to call him.
Maybe whatever happened to Conroy Chino?
Who?
Wait, what? Oh, you guys didn't grow up here. Never mind. Dang it. I forget you're not, like, from here.
Neither are you.
He was on the news. Yeah, I was born there.
No, which one are you going to claim now?
Moved
here. Which one in this,
like,
moment
nine,
are you from?
I'm a new Texican. That's what I always say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Born in Lubbock.
He was on which TV station?
KOAT.
Okay.
I want to say.
You don't even know.
I don't even know.
What was his name, though?
Conroy Chino.
Pretty cool name.
Conroy Chino.
You guys don't remember Conroy Chino?
No, I wasn't here.
Gosh.
I came here to Albuquerque in 2001.
I was probably in Tupelo, Mississippi at that point.
It's always funny going back. We were watching. Wow, look at that. You type in Conroy, he's the first dude that comes up.
Wow.
Conroy Chino. It's always funny being from here and watching movies that are filmed here. Over the years, because we went back and watched the first Transformers, because my little one Brody had never seen it, so we're like, let's go back and watch it. And there are two news anchors in that movie that are both from Albuquerque, and neither one of them are here anymore.
Oh wow!
And
aww.
So,
are they big actors now?
No.
I have good and bad news concerning something that we watched yesterday, guys.
Oh,
yesterday, Deck showed us a video of quote story of the year kicking some fan off the stage. Unfortunately for Dex, that was not Story of the Year.
Oh, well. Mm.
It was a completely different band called The Story So Far.
Oh.
Yeah, and apparently that band is getting in some mess right now.
Wow. I bet you Story of the Year's upset that they messed that one up.
He was on the news here for 24 years.
Conroy Twitty?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, see if you can get him on the show. That'd be cool.
No, I don't.
He's probably Conroy 100 Twitty. Now.
That's okay.
I'm 100. Did you guys know that I'm hundreds of years old?
I'll live.
Mm-hmm.
I've told you before, but nobody believes me.
Oh, he was on Channel 4.
Yeah,
he was on KOB.
I was thinking, though, that might be kind of a cool thing. People that have been fired, maybe we have them in
I think
in
it's
his
a good.
Guess.
I think
yeah,
it's encouraging.
I'm sure they're not disgruntled.
No, no. It's encouraging
curse
for
and
people.
Say stupid things.
Because not everybody works in radio, but everybody, you know, goes through something where they lose their job.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we have to wait, though. 4 months after they were fired.
Well, like
some
that.
Of them have clauses, like you.
Some of them do. Some of them don't.
And now it's time for another edition of Laid Off Losers. All right, Laid Off Losers, come on in,
doesn't mean
Dex.
You're a loser if you were
frame
fired.
It that way.
No?
It doesn't mean you're a loser.
I mean, I wish you would have worked harder.
That's not true at all. Don't listen to Steve-O if you currently lost your job.
wish you would have done more.
Doesn't mean you didn't work
obviously
hard.
Obviously, it's your fault.
No, it's not your fault.
There's a lot that's being said right now that's incorrect.
If you work for a corporation, it's all about money. Some people just get laid off for no reason at all.
Oh, man.
Doesn't mean you're not a hard worker.
If Dex and Buck hadn't been greedy and asked for raises every year, they wouldn't have, like, outgrown the company.
We hadn't had a raise in 10 years. We had the same contract for 10 years.
Pretty good. That's a good span of time.
Oh, man, this
you
is me sans coffee.
Uh-huh. Man.
I gotta get this coffee in me.
Double J will be on the show. He used to be on Power 106.7.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that the polka station?
No. And I think he was on there. He came to Albuquerque in 2011. And,
so he's not from here either.
I think he's from California.
You know why you guys all keep getting fired? Because you're not locals, man. And you know what people care about in radio? Locality.
I was here for 15 years and never got
locality.
Fired.
Locality.
Just a small town boy from Montana lasted 15 years in radio.
Yeah,
just a small town girl living in a lonely world, man.
That's right.
That's okay.
He'll be joining us at 8 a.m. He says he's going to open up about a lot of things. He's going to get real. He's going to share things that he's never shared before on his radio show. And I think he's been doing radio for a long time.
Okay.
And he said he really wants to open up about a lot of things, which I'm excited.
That's
I'm a
cool.
fan.
That's so we'll cool. As long as he keeps it clean.
Well, I have the dump button.
I know.
And I raised it to 60 seconds.
Proud.
You know, we were at 40 before. I got 60 now.
Stop the presses!
No.
Stop the presses!
No.
The original Star Wars trilogy is coming back
Pause.
To theaters
it's
this
not
summer.
What you think.
What?
It's not. It's what? Only at Alamo Draft.
We're going to tease it.
I want to apologize to our listeners. You guys are the most ADD people I've ever met in my life this morning. You guys are usually ADD, but this is like super duper ADD.
Real quick, when you're saying you guys, were you actually directed at the person that
yeah,
you're talking
jerk.
To?
Jerk. I take offense to
I
that.
Was, I was going in
okay.
the middle because...
Because Teo obviously has been trying to keep me on track
I'm honing
all
it in.
Freaking morning.
I'm honing it in.
He
and,
is.
And you are being stupid,
you just
Dex.
You guys,
well, that's not nice, Teo.
And I take
I'm
offense
sorry.
To that.
I gotta call it all like right? I see it.
Take it back.
No, you take it back. Who were you talking to?
Exactly.
Steve-o.
Okay. Now listen.
The coffee.
It's not. Here's the bummer about what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's not the original trilogy. It's the updated version. It won't have Anakin's ghost in it, and it's only at Alamo Draft House.
Boo.
I know.
I'm gonna make you shut your computer
it says
screen off.
It's gonna play in 20 cities through August.
Yeah, Alamo Draft House.
Let's just stop right now, okay? Let's focus on the show and what we have going on.
How can
on.
I focus on the show when you literally just turned off my computer?
Hey,
well, you don't need
I
the
just
computer,
lost
buddy.
Everything.
Coming
but
up in Teo News.
You don't need
there's
it.
There's a new
Teo,
study.
I did not announce your news yet. You just hold on.
Well, Gosh. You're sitting here accusing you me know, of stuff all morning that I,
need,
I didn't do. So I
need
I was
you
just...
to focus as well.
Okay, I'll focus.
Are it's... you ready for traffic? See, you're not even ready.
It's right there.
Paul Ryan just ruled out a run for president.
Oh, my gosh, shut it off.
Breaking news.
You turned your computer back on. Shut it off!
What is all this magical information at my fingertips? I don't know what to do!
Oh, man. You playing video games with Steve-O is fun,
I, you know,
but man alive.
Is it hard?
It's no different than right now. I mean, we're just, we're
is
trying.
Like, let's go on this
we're
mission.
We're trying
no,
to
wait,
go on a mission.
Wait,
yeah.
this mission.
Yeah,
case no, no, in
I
point.
Click on a mission yesterday, and I'm like, let's go do this. But he's like, all right, cool. And so we have to run to this mission, which sometimes you gotta, it takes like 2 minutes to get to a mission.
Yeah.
And I look, and Steve-O's 2 miles behind me, and I, where are you? Oh, I wanted to check this area out. And
Side
then he's like,
mission,
oh, I'm getting killed right now. And I have to turn around and go back. 5 minutes later, I find him.
To be fair, I said, dude, Dex, quarantine dairy over here. Hold on just a sec. Hold on, what? Hold on. And he's like booking
After
it to
I'm
this
two
mission.
Miles away.
He's just running, and I'm like, screw this. I can do this on my own. I can do this on my own. And I jumped in there, and you're glad I did because we got that quarantined area, and we like leveled up and got some cool stuff in there.
Oh, my goodness.
It is very awful because we're playing this game called The Division, all right? And in this video game, it's like this crazy virus outbreak, kind of like I Am Legend, that's like wiping out New York. And it's like all five boroughs. And you can actually travel with it. Like, we were on Chelsea Street, and I'm showing Chrissy, like, Chrissy, this is the walkway we were on over by Chelsea Market, and it's yeah. actually accurate. It's New York City.
That's cool.
So imagine running around New York City with me during a virus outbreak, and there's just stuff.
God, please don't let that happen to me.
It's amazing.
Well, that's been my life for the past couple days, playing this game with Steve-O. He ditches me all the time when I'm trying to focus on a
so
mission.
There's so much shiny in this game.
It's like, oh, wait, what is this over here? Steve-O, focus! Yeah.
Guys, I need you to focus on one mission at a time when you're playing
Thank
this video.
You can do it. All
Much
right.
like our show. We need to focus on one
got
thing
it.
At a time.
Which is why coming up in Teo News, I got great things to say.
Okay, go for it.
Nah, I'm do done. It. That was it. I teased
okay.
it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I wanted to kick off the show with a man who broke a record.
Ooh.
Yeah. Broke.
The sound barrier.
No. Whoa. What the heck was that?
Number of Fast and Furious films.
No. Whoa, what was that?
Is that him?
It was a guy busted in Minnesota on Friday. He was speeding down a highway. Whoa. In his 2016 Chevy Camaro.
Wait, the Camaro's the Beetle, not Beetlejuice. What's that Transformers name?
Bumblebee.
Yeah, that one.
He was going 171 miles an
hour. Oh, my.
171?
Yes.
Dang, dude.
That's like a NASCAR.
A cop clocked him in at 168 and 143 miles an hour.
Is this our friend Drew? I think this is true. We need to call Drew and make sure he's okay.
Right?
The cop had to get his car up to 135 just to get close enough for the guy to see his flashing lights and pull over. The cop said it looked like, quote, a rocket on wheels.
I was going to say, have you guys ever been in a car that's hit 100 miles an hour?
No. I actually went 152 miles an hour.
You did?
Yeah.
What was it like? Did it feel crazy?
I feel like it would feel crazy. If you, like, tap the steering wheel in either direction. I mean, it's... Yes.
I had a BMW a couple years ago, and oh my gosh. That car, amazing, because it didn't shake, but when I looked, when you look down at the road, it looks like you're going hyper speed.
It does.
And then you start to panic because you're going, and then you look down, I'm going 150? I mean, cops, that never went that fast.
I was on a track. So
I was too. I was on a race track.
Yeah, I was on a track. So that's how I know.
That's what you guys call Paseo.
I was in a Honda Accord.
You're like, I'm going out to the track. Dude, you guys call Paseo that. It's funny.
I didn't go 150.
I will say it was the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life, and I would never do it again ever. And
I would because I was on a track and it was safe. I only hit like 115.
I feel the temptation though because our new car. Shout out to the Newmans, by the way, for the car. But man. That thing will go.
Oh, dude, yesterday, Bill Peterson, we were hanging out at the baseball game, which, by the way, the Petersons.
Shout out to Bill.
Dude, good Bill and his sons, they were kicking it. Adam and Matt were kicking it with us at Jack's baseball game, just hanging out, wanting to watch baseball, which was really cool. But Teo came by to drop something off at the fields, and Bill goes, did Teo get a new car? Oh, my gosh, that's a really nice car.
It's a great car.
Upgrade, man. He's like, good on Teo. Good on Teo.
Yeah,
good on
the Lord for blessing us.
Yeah, for real.
The guy got a ticket for careless driving, but he could be in more trouble once he's in court. In Minnesota, you can have your license revoked for doing 100 miles an hour, and this guy went 71% over that.
Dude,
171.
That's insane.
That is insane. Like, you should be a very professional driver if you're going that fast. And it should be on a track, and you should be in a NASCAR or an Indy car.
Yeah. I get leery of stuff like that simply because of, like, Paul Walker syndrome. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get it, and too fast, too furious.
Well, you never know what's going to, if something's going to run out in the road. You never know if something's going to be on
the
road.
There are way too many variables. Absolutely.
If you hit something on 171 miles an hour, you would be dead.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Somebody's getting obliterated.
Yeah, absolutely.
Either the thing you hit or you. Probably both.
And you don't even think, you got to think of mechanical failures as well, because you just never know. Forget something coming out in the road. What about the car, the vehicle you're rocking?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Not to get serious for 7 seconds, but...
No, it...
Is this, has it been 7 seconds?
Or you accidentally go back in time and get stuck there. That's happened.
Yes, it did happen.
People have gone so fast that they have broken through time and wound up in the
1800s. Wasn't really that fast.
And then they're like, oh no, I don't even have a cell phone.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, all of my clothes are out of fashion. What currency do they use in this territory?
That's true.
And then what do? Then you have to get a devil's dog and ride it around.
Devil's dog, the horse. Can't believe you don't like horses.
I can't believe you do, weirdo. You're probably dating a ghost.
Oh, Rosie, I miss you. There you go. You guys, be careful out there driving, please. And don't rush. If you feel like you're getting some anxiety, you feel like you're starting to get upset, just breathe.
Just breathe.
My therapist taught me some good breathing techniques. Breathe in through your mouth. Out through your nose. Now go through in through your nose, out through your mouth. And if you do that 10 times, you'll feel, I feel good. I feel real good right now.
Real good.
It's like when you blow up, get a balloon and blow up a balloon. You'll feel great after
and
that.
And then breathe in the helium. Change your voice.
I think you should do
it's
that.
Fun.
No. So there you go. All right, big show planned this morning. We got Kobe Bryant stuff. He retires tonight.
Yeah, dude.
Really?
And he's facing the Golden State Warriors. This is the game tonight where the Golden State Warriors could break the Bulls record.
This is how I know that Tao's right about all sports and that it's scripted.
Thank
Are you kidding me? The Golden State Warriors have a chance at history to become single-handedly the greatest regular season team in history. And it just so also happens to be Kobe's final game ever.
What do you know, Chip? What do you know?
Kobe Bryant.
Chip is our boss. He tells me, he's like,
he thinks sports is real.
He says, quit saying sports is rigged. And I'm like, Chip, look, man, I got to tell the truth.
Kobe Bryant. Also, he was named after the Kobe beef, by the way. He was.
What?
The Kobe, the Japanese Kobe beef. That's where he got his name.
Are you?
His parents saw it on a menu.
I feel like you're making that up.
Kobe Bean Bryant is his full name.
Bean?
Bean was a shortened form of his father's nickname, Jelly Bean.
Oh, Jelly Bean, what's up? I can never tell if you're serious.
I don't believe anything that
anyone says. Is this real?
I did find some fun facts. 10 interesting facts about Kobe Bryant.
Oh, okay.
So I have no idea if that's real or not, but that's what it says.
I saw him play in the pit.
Did you?
Yeah.
Saw him in the pit.
Years and years and years ago.
Yeah.
We have another guy broke a world record. Talk about that. And if you want to eat less, this is what you have to do. What is it?
Throw up.
No.
Oh.
A 10-year-old is a hero. Talk about that, young man.
Shout out to Casey in Tucson, Arizona, who just chimed in on the live line. Listening every morning in Tucson.
Appreciate you. 585 live, 585-5483 if you want to text the show. Teo's got your headlines when we come back.
That's
Hang
right.
On.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
So what? Hey!
What's going on in the news today?
The sale of music on digital formats has overtaken CDs for the first time.
Severe weather for parts of the central and southern United States.
New York's legislature has become the latest to pass a bill to exempt tampons from state sales taxes.
In Cuba, there's already a tangible consequence of the country restoring diplomatic relations with the U.S. There's a beer shortage.
New report from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. It shows a direct correlation between traffic fatalities and higher speed limits.
Mark Zuckerberg began Facebook's developer conference.
Al Jazeera America is signing off.
California is making changes to its paid leave law.
Scientists, including famed physicist Stephen Hawking, are joining internet billionaire Yuri Milner in publicizing a privately funded plan to try and reach Alpha Centauri.
Belgian officials have arrested two more people in connection with last month's terror attacks in Brussels.
John Grisham and more than 90 other Mississippi writers signed a letter calling for the repeal of Mississippi's religious beliefs law.
.638, good morning.
High today of 72 degrees.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
A couple of things to report on the roads real quick. Police activity, University Boulevard South at I-40. It's been updated recently, so it is closed south of I-40 to near Indian School. Police activity, don't try to go down that road. Also, accident off to the side, I-40 West at San Mateo. Reported about 616, yeah. And it's been updated a couple times. So you guys watch out this morning. Be careful. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Today is April 13th.
Friday the 13th. What could happen?
It's Wednesday.
What?
Yep.
Joke's on you. It's Friday.
The Reverend Al Green is how old?
I'm so in love.
I say he's 74.
69.
70.
Oh, man! Yeah.
Let's play that one clip over and over.
That's all I got of Val Green. Tiger Woods became the youngest golfer to win the Masters on this day.
Hmm. Man, he...
Whoa.
Yeah!
Didn't get any more than 20 feet off the ground.
Man.
There's the stinger. What was that? Did somebody scream mashed potatoes? That was mashed.
That's good.
Golf.
Double J will be joining us. Double J in the Morning. He had a radio show here.
Yeah, he did.
For quite a few years in Albuquerque, yeah. And he wants to come on our show to talk to not only our listeners, but...
He's going
to
set the record straight.
He wants to announce something. He's announcing something.
Oh, really?
Whoa. Yeah.
All right.
And wants to open up about a few things that he says he's never opened up about before.
Uh-oh. I'm just going to announce it now. Double J in the Midday on Star 88. Woo! Yeah, finally got rid of Daniel, guys. It's happening. It starts today. I just blew the big surprise.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's happening, right?
That's not true.
Just living in a dream world.
Did I just make that up?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's not true. It's not happening.
Fine. I'll stick with Daniel.
Was that a joke? Were you joking just now? Because if so, that was hilarious.
Thank you.
Lee. Awful.
Oh, sorry.
Lee. Funny.
Woo! Did it!
How bad that was.
Oh.
Good. Sweet. Setting the record straight.
That's good. 8 o'clock, Double J will be joining us here.
Nice.
Good,
man.
On the show.
No!
A man was detained on the campus of William Blount High School after creating a disturbance Tuesday morning.
There's a disturbance in the force. I have felt it.
Here's
it's
the deal.
At the Williamsburg Blount School.
According to the Blount County Sheriff's Office, the man came into the vocational building around 8:40 a.m. wearing only his underwear and socks and tried to tear the fire alarm off the wall. Witnesses said the man claimed that there were Smurfs inside of the device.
Oh, my.
The 32-year-old man was taken into custody by the school resource officer. He was also taken to the hospital for a mental evaluation. The man was never a direct threat to students. But parents were notified of the incident via the school's messaging system. So that's pretty neat. Just wanted to give you a quick update on the Smurf Man, which is what I lovingly call him. A new study found the best and worst cities to live in if you're trying to save money.
Mm.
The best, Gilbert, Arizona.
Beautiful over there.
Plano, Texas. And Lubbock, Texas.
Yay! Wait, best or worst?
Best. To save
really?
Money.
Cool.
You can easily save money in Lubbock, Texas because there's nothing interesting to do there.
Yeah.
Great. I'm going there at the end of the month.
The worst.
Are you really?
Pretty much everywhere in California.
Mm-hmm.
You got San Francisco, mm-hmm. Los Angeles, and Oakland. Everywhere in California, you're not going to save any money.
It's so expensive.
It's so expensive out there.
Gas is expensive. Food.
It's usually like a dollar more in California.
It's just
I don't know how Thebes does it. He's just super rich.
I do love California, though.
Guys, I'm excited. Over the past couple of days, so much comic book movie news has happened.
Oh, man.
It's been ridiculous. And Dex has deemed it appropriate to put it into my news.
I sure have, guys.
So I am excited. Play some music for this.
Yeah! Okay. Where do you want to start? What do you want to do?
Well, I'm going to read what Dex put in my news.
Oh, but I just wanted to
Sorry.
Talk about
Sorry.
I put all the interesting things in the news.
Oh,
okay?
For
me.
Okay.
Well, okay.
That's cool. Go ahead. Just you do it.
I am. It's been a rumor for a while, but yesterday they made it official. Ben Affleck will direct and star in a standalone Batman movie.
Oh, man. It's official!
That's right. Warner Brothers CEO confirmed at CinemaCon in Las Vegas Tuesday evening that this was happening. And he said that there are up to 10 movies in the works for the DC
what?
Comics universe.
Dude, think about this. We're talking about the director of The Town, Argo.
Argo was awesome.
Incredible movies.
That's right.
Because one of the biggest complaints about
he
Batman v
Geely.
Superman. Okay, stop
He was
it.
In the old Daredevil.
Go away.
He was in Batman v Superman.
One of the biggest complaints is the fact that that movie was so, like, disconnected, and it wasn't cohesive at it just wasn't it wasn't cohesive. And Ben Affleck is an incredible storyteller. I mean, he's already won an Oscar for the fact that he wrote Good Will Hunting, right? Co-wrote that with his boy Damon. Then Argo just won everything Argo because awesome. That's his film that he directed. Now think of him doing a Batman film that he wrote, directed, and is going to star in. I think I cried when I saw this last night.
You know, a lot of people are slamming the Batman versus Superman, and listen, I'm no nerd like these two over here, okay? I'm not at all.
But no one is slamming Ben Affleck.
What about this? When the first Captain America movie came out, a lot of people did not like that.
Whoa.
A lot of people
didn't. Who are these people that I'm going to fight?
A lot of people.
What?
Reviews weren't good. A lot of people that I knew said, yeah.
Crazy.
But then after that, man, it's just... It's going to take off and be amazing. And I like Batman versus Superman. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as everybody made it out to be, but it was not a great movie.
I don't know what you guys were expecting, but I thought it was good.
I don't know. Plot.
You know.
Dialogue that made sense.
The simple things.
You know, Superman to not be so emo and stupid.
See, that's the nerd inside you guys. Me not being the nerd, I was satisfied with what I saw on screen.
Probably like Spider-Man 3 also.
Let's get out of here.
Dummy.
Let's get out of here. Did you really like that movie?
Yeah,
oh, gosh.
I did.
You liked emo Peter Parker?
Oh, yeah.
Get out!
Okay. Next year's Spider-Man reboot has an official title. On stage at CinemaCon in Las Vegas, star Tom Holland, who booked it over from the premiere of Civil War in L.A., announced that the sixth Spider-Man film will be called Spider-Man Homecoming.
Wait, what? What are you doing? You played the wrong music, obviously.
Nice.
You meant to play the Spider-Man music.
It sounds really lame.
Homecoming?
I'm with him. I was disappointed in
Okay, yeah. One. There's so many layers to this. Homecoming. Spidey is finally back home with Marvel. All right, yes, it's Sony, but creative control is now owned by Marvel, who makes incredible films. Two, he's a teenager. He's in high school.
Homecoming
so he
dance?
Could be homecoming. Yeah. Like
I'm betting
the
it's
going to
revolve around that.
There's so
lot.
Many. I think it's fantastic. Welcome
there was
home,
also,
Peter Parker.
There was also a comic book arc called Homecoming.
That
now,
featured...
Nobody knows if it's going to be based on that, but it had Captain America and Iron Man.
Boom!
So anyway, I think it's not a great name. When I saw it, I was kind of like, I was underwhelmed. Totally.
I love it.
But the same thing happened when I saw Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. I was like, that's a stupid name.
Yeah,
and
just a title.
The same thing happened when Batman Begins came out, because that movie was great. But Batman Begins is a stupid title.
Yeah.
You know? So just because that's the title doesn't mean it's going to be a bad movie. I'm still
that's
stoked
true.
About the movie. But when I saw I was like, oh, it was underwhelming.
I'll never forget when I got this band over at the Edge back in the early 2000s. The band was called Hoobastank, and I'm saying Hoobastank, that is the dumbest name ever. And they became one of my favorite bands of all time.
Yep.
Wait.
There's a reason for that.
You were
because you were always crawling in the dark.
We don't have to share everything in this relationship, all right?
Why?
You're oversharing right now. You liked Spider-Man 3. Hoobastank is one of your favorite bands. I think it's not
Diesel's
you.
Diesel's my favorite
Maybe
actor.
It's, oh God, get out, just go. Okay, all right.
So
stop oversharing in this relationship.
The Spider-Man movie. He says, imagine trying to save the world while you're also trying to get your algebra homework done. Yeah. That's what. The new Spider-Man is going to be. All right. Apparently he steals the show in Civil War. So
gosh, I can't wait.
Don't get me wrong. Stoked about the movie.
Yeah.
Not so stoked with the title.
Probably actually, though, more stoked in this instance for the new Doctor Strange, which releases in November.
That's right. And the trailer came out last night on Jimmy Kimmel. We watched it this morning. It looks awesome.
I was thinking you guys had already watched it because I was,
nope.
I was in bed last night and I saw it. Oh, I gotta watch this. And I was thinking, I bet you my brother's already watched this. They're probably freaking out.
Can I just say,
I was asleep.
it just was like nod to best friendom when I walked in this morning and beelined it straight to Matt's office and said, did you watch? And he said, no, I was waiting for you. And I was like, oh! Yeah. And he already like had it up in the room and we closed the door because I was waiting for him.
Aww.
Well, can I say something?
I didn't watch it.
That was sweet.
Because when Mateo came in this morning, he kind of beelined to my office and said, hey, you want to watch this? And I said,
no.
We should wait.
No. No. Because you'd already seen it.
Gosh, Dad.
Because I said, did you see it? And you said, yeah. And it was like, I didn't even want to watch it.
Teo said, no, let's just watch it. I can't wait.
Dude,
I said,
we turned the lights off. We held hands.
Teo said, no,
it was
let's
just,
do it now. And I
it
said,
was
no,
so
bro,
magical.
We got to wait for Steve-O. And I don't need to watch it because I already watched it. Teo's like, all right, fine.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for making yourself into a hero again. It's got to be tough.
It is. It really is.
Okay, we got a clip here. Bono suggests sending this thing to stop ISIS?
Starbucks.
I think comedy should be deployed because the first people that that Adolf Hitler threw out of Germany were the Dadaists and the Surrealists. It's like you speak violence, you speak their language, but you laugh at them when they're goose-stepping down the street, and it takes away their power. So I'm suggesting that the Senate send in Amy Schumer and Chris Rock and Sacha Baron Cohen. Thank you.
Perfect. Here's the deal, guys. The morning invasion, double entendre. We're invading Syria with comedy. Huh?
Oh,
guys, who's with me? Guys, we'll get Bono to pay for it. The three of us. What could go wrong? Who's with me? I'm all in.
Yeah,
it's called Seriously.
You're the funny one on the show, so you can go.
Yeah, you need to go. You should go first.
We'll ship you out
scope
first.
Scope it out.
See how it...
Just get in there and scope it out.
I'm in.
You'd never make it to the ISIS camp because you're so ADD.
That's true. He'd go on a different mission as soon as
he
landed.
You'd
be like, dude, that's where they filmed Indiana Jones. I'm going over there.
Never send Steve on a mission, ever.
Gosh. It'll be a great season of cereal if you do. Okay, so the new Indiana Jones movie will continue from where the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull left off. Let's all breathe a collective sigh of disappointment.
So at the end of that movie, they were on top of that pyramid, right?
Aliens,
and then that was it?
Some people were hoping that the new movie might just ignore that last one, but apparently that's not the case. But the indie movies don't ever directly pick up where the last one left off, so hopefully, you know, it'll be a little removed. Thankfully, it's still unlikely that Shia LaBeouf will be back. The new movie will hit theaters July of 2019.
He didn't bother me at all in that movie.
See, you know, I'm one of the very few human beings. So, shout out, by the way, on the live line, we got a text from somebody that said, hey, I loved Daredevil and Chronicles of Riddick. I am now disqualified from judging movies. I would disagree, because I actually liked the director's cut of Daredevil. I thought it was a decent film.
I don't think I ever watched that.
It had Coolio. Oh, there was a lot more Matt Murdock. Of course, now with like the Daredevil
it's
TV
like,
show, don't go backwards. But I would say I didn't hate Kingdom of the Crystal Skulls.
I did.
I actually own it.
I didn't know
that I've ever watched it more than once, but...
I didn't like it. When he swung with the monkeys,
that was
the stupidest
thing. Yeah, but, okay, okay, wait.
Stupid.
Okay, wait. When we were kids... You go back and remember being a kid watching Temple of Doom when they're trying to escape.
What was dumb about that?
Oh, my gosh.
And the train
and they're
car?
In the mine car.
Yeah, the mine car.
And it, like, jumps the rails and somehow lands on a track. Like, no, dude, don't give me that. Don't pretend like there was realism in Indiana Jones before when his dad gets shot and then they're like, let's use the Holy Grail cup and wash off his bloodshot wound. Oh, he's totally healed. That's totally real.
Because it had the power of God in the cup. That was Jesus's cup.
You need to leave.
It's the cup of a carpenter.
Jesus's cup.
You
dude.
Need to leave.
Here's
all
the
right?
problem,
from that
though.
Cup.
Here's the problem. Which one would you rather watch?
No, I agree. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I'm not like
also the whole alien
as a great movie.
The whole alien bin was stupid. The good thing about the Indiana Jones movies is that they've always had this cool spiritual weirdness about them.
Yeah.
And this movie ruined that. It said, hey, said, you know what? All this weird God stuff, it was aliens the whole time.
But beating heart, like pulling it out of his chest, beating heart, and the guy was still alive. I'm just saying.
Also, it was practical effects. So at least they tried.
Yeah.
When I'm swinging with the monkeys, it's all CGI and it looks terrible.
But,
and I don't want to get into the whole I jumped in a refrigerator and survived an atomic blast.
I hear that. But okay, wait. Temple of Doom, the airplane's about to crash, and they jumped on
a
life raft.
That was sick.
And
that
blew
awesome.
It up.
Which
and
is
just
feasible.
Somehow
you
landed
could do
in
it.
A river
if you
and went
on
over
the,
a water.
If you landed on the right
Come
angle,
on!
You could survive.
Come on!
What is your thinking, though? It's a movie that's not supposed to be real.
No, I know.
No, it's
I'm
okay.
defending
I want
Kingdom
these
of the
stupid
Crystals.
Things that aren't real to happen in my movies.
See, the funny thing is you guys are on the same side.
Oh,
I'm
no.
the one. I'm the
Wait,
one over here going stupid movie.
No.
Yeah,
oh,
you guys
no.
are on the same side.
I don't want those things to happen in my movies.
Did
at
you just
all.
Jump away? Did you
that's,
switch?
That's
sides?
Not what I want. I want real
hey, buddy,
things to happen
welcome.
In movies because it's real
to the
life.
Club.
Thank you.
Welcome, man.
You guys are real. You should watch Kingdom of the Crystal Skull again
okay.
together.
We should all watch it together, guys.
You guys do it, and I will go do something else worth my time.
That's all.
I can't believe I just defended Kingdom of the
Crystal Skull.
I know.
I was looking at you like, what are you doing?
Me to leave? You're telling me to leave.
I'm going to go back and watch it. I'm just saying.
Go back and watch it, and then we'll talk about this again.
I'll totally apologize tomorrow, I promise. We're watching it tonight with the kids.
We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
All is well. We're back with the Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Good morning. 7:10.
High today of 70.
Oh, yeah. Let's take a look at the roads. Let's do it, everybody. Let's do it. I
want to remind you about police activity happening over at I-40 and University Boulevard South. It's closed south of I-40 to near Indian School. Not going to change because it's police activity. We'll keep you updated on that. Also, accident off to the side, I-40 West at San Mateo. It's exit 161. Still going on, too. You guys be careful this morning. That's your look at
traffic. Brought to you by Solomon's Porch right here, Calvary Campus.
Shout out to Heidi, who made probably the most delicious cinnamon roll I've ever tasted in my life.
Did she make all the baked goods there?
Well, she did today.
Man, they're so good.
Yeah.
I've never had a cinnamon roll like that. Really, really, really good stuff there.
The perks of the morning show.
It's true.
Sneaking over.
It's like our one perk.
Tasting all the goods.
We love it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I got a lot of perks back in the day, but I think I would choose this perk over all the other ones.
Really?
Getting breakfast in the morning is amazing.
Breakfast in the morning.
I used to never eat breakfast.
It gets you going.
Glad you're eating breakfast.
Me too. Thanks. I really am glad you're eating breakfast.
I am too!
Thanks, guys.
Steve-O does not care.
I feel healthier. I feel like I've lost some weight. How do I look?
Well, you look fantastic, sir.
Why are you smiling right now?
Because I'm just so proud of you.
Thanks, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Standing you're on the good. Ceiling.
Anybody got any floss? I got something stuck in my
tooth. My name
is
Stephen Christian.
When's that guy coming back in studio?
Nobody knows.
Oh, what is...
Can I get that out? I'm out.
What is that? Oh,
that's driving me up the wall.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, buddy.
Teo, have I ever been that bad?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, everybody's that bad.
That's actual audio of Steve-O that I caught on my phone.
You're a liar.
I'm not.
That is not me.
Stop it! That is so bad, Steve-O.
That is not me.
The reason I'm playing that, because there's a study out of... Brigham Young University. They found that people who chew loudly end up eating 30% fewer calories than people who chew like normal human beings with manners.
Wait, what? How is that possible? Please don't play it again.
That's really weird.
Wah!
The researchers say it's because when you hear yourself chewing, it's a, quote, consumption monitoring cue.
Interesting.
Which helps your brain monitor the right amount of food you need to be satisfied. Science.
Okay.
Just one more time. Sorry, guys. I just had to do it one more time for special effects.
Oh, man.
It's radio. It's not TV. I have to put in the special effects.
Yeah. No,
you'll never
gotcha.
Justify it
That's
to me.
That's what sets
ever.
Us apart.
I gotcha.
You're just being annoying.
That's what sets us apart.
I'm just teaching fools some basic rules.
You thought I was going to do it. I wasn't going
to
do it.
I was about to take my headphones off again.
I'm not going
to
do it again. Look, I'll even delete it. Watch. Boom, it's gone. It's gone forever. I mean, it's not forever.
Thank you.
It's gone off my wall.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
But I do
you.
Have it over here.
That was That's awful. Oh, God.
Just kidding.
I do have it over here.
So there you go. If you want to eat less, you chew louder. But make sure you're alone.
Yeah. And also, just be ready to have less friends.
Yeah, what happens if you're not, if you're alone, but you have a headset on, but you're really hungry, but you're playing video games with your friend?
Yeah, that's where I got the audio. Yeah. From you.
Was that me with the Oreos yesterday?
Yes.
I ate a package of Oreos yesterday.
Are you eating Taco Bell again, Steve-O? No, I'm eating Oreos.
Yeah, dude. I just feel like I'm in college all over again. Like, just playing video games on the couch, not studying, not doing anything productive. I ate a whole sleeve of Oreos while we were rocking the division
really?
Yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those new strawberry shortcake ones, they're gone. I ate the
They're
rest
gone.
Of the package.
Those were pretty good. He let me try one.
Dude. They always have those limited flavors. You know what I mean? It's like, this one's mint chocolate chip. This one's...
Yeah.
They have strawberry shortcake
Sometimes
now.
Sometimes they have really odd flavors.
Ate
the
entire package.
Yeah, they're just getting out of control.
Yeah.
They need to stop. They really do. Some
couldn't
of them, though.
Couldn't help it.
We love to binge watch.
Yeah.
You know, binge watching is the new thing that a lot of people are doing as, you know, as a sport. I mean, there's Olympic binge watching now.
People binge watch our radio program. It's called the podcast.
It's
when they
crazy.
Can't get enough of the 15 minutes, they binge watch the whole thing. Then they watch the videos of the after show. Mm. Today we had a pre-show video on our Facebook page. I mean, just you can't get enough of something. So I feel like we are training people specifically for this very thing.
You're absolutely right.
You know?
You're absolutely right.
You're welcome, people.
This guy, Alejandro Fragoso, he watched back-to-back episodes of a bunch of different shows. Twilight Zone, Bob's Burgers, Battlestar Galactica, Adventure Time.
Come on, grab your friends!
Yeah, a ton of these,
Adventure
you know, Curb Your Enthusiasm. He set the Guinness World Record for TV binge watching at 94 hours straight.
Oh my gosh, we can totally beat that, guys.
Mm-mm.
Who's with me right here? Hands in?
I stayed up for 73 hours straight and
almost died. I know.
You did?
Yeah, but if you're watching... No, wait, never mind. Not Teo. Teo's out.
Yeah, I don't think
we
I could
We get into
watch.
Like the second episode of a TV show at 9 o'clock at night. Out.
My body says, it's too much, and goes to sleep.
My body says no! Is that how it goes?
My mind's telling me no, but my body's
telling
me
yes. And so I do.
Let's see.
It's like a defense magazine. It's pretty awesome.
The previous record was 92 hours.
Ugh. Guys... We can do this.
94 hours, huh?
94
hours. He said, throughout this process, I learned that binge watching TV for abnormally long durations can actually be quite physically taxing.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously.
This guy is an iOS developer with Brooklyn-based Product Energy Fuzz Productions.
Nice.
Okay.
And he weighs 379 pounds.
Oh.
His favorite food is
pizza.
Nacho cheese.
Just
Oreos.
IVs.
Yeah.
IV directly.
He actually
into
pours
the
nacho cheese on Oreos, and it's his favorite thing. Dunks
Stop it.
Milk.
You're making all of these statistics up.
Actually, I don't even know how he looks. Okay. He might be a skinny
guy. You, sir, are a...
Well, you immediately go there, because if you binge watch, you think of... I mean, look at me. I binge watch, and I'm overweight.
You think of those people that go home and then sit and spend their whole afternoon playing video
or
games.
Or crawl into bed like me.
Yeah, I look fantastic. I played The Division for hours yesterday and ate an entire sleeve of Oreos. Metabolism shout out!
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
You look fantastic.
Yeah, I'll be dead
if we went for a run right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, things would be a lot different.
Now, why would I go for a run when I can break the Guinness Book of World Records for 94 hours? Come on, guys. We're doing it.
You're right. That's
doing
important.
Doing it.
Well, after his epic binge, this is the physical effects it had on his body.
Oh, no.
Nice.
He had an elevated heart rate.
Oh. Yeah.
Suffered neurological side effects, including an increased frequency of involuntary open-eyed micro-naps and acute hallucinations.
Oh, yeah.
That has to do with staying up, man. Not,
of course.
Not sleeping.
There's a reason why countries use sleep deprivation as a form of torture, because it's terrible.
Look at
let's
the Winter Soldier.
Let's do this, guys. Come on, let's do this. Who's in? Who's with me?
No.
Huh?
This guy credits his Mediterranean diet and frequent standing and stretching as helping him to fight fatigue and keep his blood sugar stable.
This is exactly what we need to do, okay? Because we may die, but we'll have bragging rights for at least 7 weeks before some other 30-year-old does this and beats us by like 15 minutes.
When we did the 72-hour marathon straight where we didn't sleep, I still have effects from that.
I see you. I see it sometimes. I see you just jerk to the side sometimes because you think you saw a dragon.
I'll never forget. After it was over with, I slept for 2 days straight.
Wow.
Leslie had to wake me up just to give me some water.
Oh, yeah,
she
yeah.
was worried.
Yeah.
When I finally got out of bed after 2 days, I remember I was emotional.
Oh, yeah.
I told Leslie, I think I'm going to go get a Kiva juice.
Yeah.
And so I got in my car. It took me 30 minutes to find a Kiva juice because I kept driving
Corona,
around.
California. Like, all of a sudden, he was like, I'm in California.
I get to Kiva juice, and then all of a sudden, I start to cry in my car for no reason whatsoever. Yeah. I just started crying. But that was the mental effect it had on my brain. I was nuts for 2 weeks straight.
Are you sure you weren't just, like, going through menopause or something?
No! I've never been normal since!
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Are you crying?
No!
Dude, I hear you, though. Joey Belleville and I, we did that on this station years and years ago. And I only did, I think, a couple days. He did, like, 3 days. Mm. There was one point at the end of it, like, we were done, we were wrapping up. And I remember turning around, and he was on the ground, like, mouth open, eyes closed. And I thought he died.
Well, yeah.
And he was just unconscious. Like, he was asleep. His wife had to drive him home.
Was this in the...
Chrissy came and drove me home.
When Joey was, like, heavy? Was he a lot heavier back then?
No, it was post.
Okay, because I was going to say,
post,
you know.
Slim down. Yeah. No, but dude, I'm telling you. It was hard. And we had, because we had a live webcam on us for the days, and we were playing video games, we were trying to interact with people in the middle of the night, like, just trying to keep it going, we had food, you know, it was really difficult, and I agree, my brain, I developed a twitch, like I had a crazy twitch.
Yeah.
Guys, all that to say, who's with me? Let's do this.
No!
Come on,
my body can't handle it.
Come on, Guinness World Record! TV binge watching. I've always wanted to go through the entire series of Seinfeld. I've never seen a single episode. Let's do it right now. Come on.
I'm not the sharpest crayon in the box.
Right.
There's no way I'm doing this again.
I'm not doing it either.
I can't. I got to keep whatever smarts I have.
We are in our prime right now.
No,
late
we're
30s,
not.
Man. No. You know what I'm saying?
Mid 30s
is when
off.
You want to do.
We shaved off probably 20 years off of our life.
To be absent from the body is present with the Lord. We're just going to be in heaven sooner. Come on.
These are terrible
right now.
Justifications.
Right sir. Now.
With all that said, if you're listening out there and want to do an epic binge watching world record setting, please do not even attempt it because you will have serious effects.
Dude, 94 hours.
It'll make you sick.
I'll never forget, there was when we were doing this marathon, we looked up a guy who, this I think back in the 40s or 50s, he was a guy who has the current world record of staying up.
Yeah.
And he was a normal family guy, had an awesome marriage, had kids.
Yeah.
After he had stayed up, and I can't remember exactly how many days it was, but he was never the same again, and he got put into a mental facility and then died a couple years later.
Yes.
Okay, Steve-O.
Documentary about our lives.
Why do you want to die so bad?
I'm just saying, the record's 94. Let's go for an even 96. That's 4 days, okay? 4 days straight.
Not going to happen. I mean, look at the effects that Fragoso had.
Our girl Brandy just chimed in and said, dude, I remember you guys during that thing. You were so wrecked and hilarious. We were so loopy. It was like we were saying things we didn't even know. Didn't even know what I was saying.
We were dreaming
by the third
while
day.
We were awake.
Yeah.
Seeing things.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Come on, guys. For the ratings. For the ratings.
For the ratings. Is
for
the
all
worst
of the monies.
We don't get
and
ratings.
The Guinness World Records. I keep putting my hand out there like somebody's going to just take it and
nobody
go,
does.
One,
you know
two,
what?
Three.
Hey,
does.
You go, buddy. Teo and I will cheer you on.
4 days.
I get so emotional, baby.
We're
going
to do it.
If you'd like to text the show, 585-LIVE. That's 585-5483.
That's a
texting line now, which is great for people who don't like to call the show.
Yeah.
You can shoot us a text if you want to jump in on the conversation.
The live line.
Maybe we're interviewing somebody and you have a quick question you want us to ask them. We'll do that. So it's been cool. And then Teo set up a cat line for all you cat people out there.
What's up, guys? Keep it furry.
Angela just chimed in on the live line and said, the only reason I'm able to get up in the morning is because I fall out of bed from laughing so hard while listening to your
that's
show.
Very
you better
nice
put
of
some
you.
Pillows down there.
Hey-o.
It's very nice of you.
Yeah.
That was a horrible laugh.
It was.
Double J will be on the show at 8.
8 o'clock!
And we'll find out who the real Double J is.
Wait, what?
Who is he be?
You don't know who Double J is, do you?
No, I don't even know the fake Double J.
Well, you'll know who he is when he comes in at 8 o'clock.
How am I supposed to know the difference between the fake one and the real,
real
one if
Double
I don't
J.
even know?
Okay.
Is he a clone?
We're going into the mind of Double J. Double J is opening up this morning.
All right.
He said he's going to reveal things he's never revealed before.
Do you have any Boys to Men in the system?
Boys to Men.
I always find
I
when opening up like the deep, dark secrets of your soul, you always need classic 90s R&B in the background.
Can we go back to the days when love was strong?
Thank you, Teo.
You're welcome. Good, man.
Yeah. Thanks. I like that. Maybe some H-Town, you know?
I don't know what that is.
What? H-Town? I can't sing H-Town.
Is this about to be another Kingdom of the Crystal Skull thing?
No, H-Town,
are you going to defend something horrible?
I'm just talking about 90s R&B, man.
We'll sing it then.
Nope. Boys to Men, ABC, BBD.
The East Coast Family.
ABC, BBD.
Yeah. Coming up, we have a Whiskey Ting of Florida you don't want to miss. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Teo's got some more headlines for you.
No.
Kobe Bryant retires tonight. Mm-hmm. He's going to be done.
They're playing the 92-93 Chicago Bulls. It's going to be incredible. Michael Jordan's coming out of retirement.
Yeah, can I just say,
he's going to play basketball with a baseball bat.
Was all wrong. You're like, Shut Kobe, up, named it. After the beef. Oh, it was actually named after Kobe Japan.
You're Googling it.
I'm not Googling it. What did you do?
Googled it.
Yeah, exactly.
He misread a sheet of paper.
The Lakers are playing the Utah Jazz, not the Golden State Warriors.
Okay, I read that wrong. That was right in my script. I just read it wrong. My bad. Kobe's 37. He's played 20 seasons.
Yes. Dude.
All of them with the Lakers. That's pretty unbelievable. Yep. No one else has played that many with the same team. He also won 5 championships and was named MVP of the finals twice. Love that guy.
Heck yeah.
All right, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
What's going on in the news today?
The sale of music on digital formats has overtaken CDs for the first time.
Severe weather for parts of the central and southern United States.
New York's legislature has become the latest to pass a bill to exempt tampons from state sales taxes.
In Cuba, there's already a tangible consequence of the country restoring diplomatic relations with the U.S. There's a beer shortage.
New report from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. It shows a direct correlation between traffic fatalities and higher speed limits.
Mark Zuckerberg began Facebook's developer conference.
Jazeera America is signing off.
California is making changes to its paid leave law.
Scientists, including famed physicist Stephen Hawking, are joining internet billionaire Yuri Milner in publicizing a privately funded plan to try and reach Alpha Centauri.
Belgian officials have arrested 2 more people in connection with last month's terror attacks in Brussels.
John Grisham and more than 90 other Mississippi writers signed a letter calling for the repeal of Mississippi's religious beliefs law.
High
today of 70 degrees.
Let's check on that traffic. Okay, it looks like the police activity that was going on earlier at I-40 and University has been cleared, and it's out and it's gone, so you guys can continue about your day around there. No other accidents or anything crazy popping up on my map, but watch out and be in control. Don't go 171 miles an hour. That's your look at the chicken. Traffic.
That's so funny. Dex, Steve-O, and Tail.
Yeah.
If you're new to the show,
but you won't.
This is a very serious show.
Guys, we get so serious. We're going to get so serious today.
We like to be as serious as we can get.
I'm so serious.
And when I say serious, I mean serious. And I found myself talking like my father did when I was a young boy. He would say, I'm being serious.
You sound like Nick from New
Girl. This is my serious voice. You see this belt? That's my serious belt. Mm-hmm. I hated the serious belt.
Dude. What was the funny belt like?
The funny belt? I don't think there is a funny belt out there. I mean, that does not exist. We're a serious show. We only talk about serious things.
Yeah.
We do traffic, we do weather.
That's right.
We play some tunes every now and then.
You realize there's probably some people listening in right now because Double J just like sent out a shout that he's going to be on the station.
That's why.
People
are like, they need to believe. That's why I want to talk about our show.
Yeah.
So we can tell them what our show is all about.
They need to know what they're getting into.
First time listeners, just stoked.
If you're a first time listener, you can get ready for some smooth jazz and some fantastic recipes. Today we're discussing homemade donuts.
Amen.
Do you hear me? I said I dig your groovy tunes, man.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Appreciate you so much, everybody. Good morning.
Call from
yes.
Joey.
Joey.
To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail. Okay.
No, I'm
I sent the caller's voice. Goodbye.
No! What did you do?
Oh!
Well, Steven,
accept the call, press 1.
You hung up on Joey.
I pressed 1. You guys heard it. It went boop.
Joey, you need to call back. And why are you calling collect?
Don't call collect, Joey. That's not the right way. Just call us.
I tried. I hit 1. But maybe the frequency of my voice is so obnoxious, like the number boop, that they thought I pressed a thing to send him to voicemail.
You just hung up on a little boy.
I didn't hang up on him, Joey, if you're listening. You obviously heard that. Oh, good. The phone's ringing. Hopefully it's Joey calling collect.
Joey.
Okay. Joey.
Joey.
Joey. Hey, buddy. I pressed 1.
That was Steve-O hung up on you.
I didn't hang up on you, buddy. I didn't. It wasn't intent. Joey?
Yes?
Where are you calling from?
We are... What? We're coming... We're going on our way to school.
Okay. Are you in prison? Why are you calling us collect?
My school is right by the baseball field. It's like... Across the street from the baseball field.
Well, that makes sense.
Wait, like James Monroe? It. Like the baseball... What? Which baseball fields? There's so many.
You're confusing me,
lad.
The one
we went to for the opening day.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Exactly. That's, so you go to... Are you in middle school?
No, I go to Paradise Christian School.
Oh, awesome. Oh, literally, like next door.
Yeah,
I know where
right
that is.
Door.
Yeah.
Joey!
That's great, buddy.
Joey, guess what?
Huh?
Coming up, we got some 21 Pilots.
We got it. The whole song.
And we won't fake you out on that
one. But it's an old one. It's not one of the new ones. It's an old one.
Yeah.
All right.
Just traveling back in time.
You're going to have a great day today, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. See you, Joe.
Bye.
Bye, buddy. Gosh, he's so great.
Nice. Nice kid there.
You guys are underestimating, Joey.
We're so serious. We take phone calls.
You're just
serious
calling
people.
Him a kid and stuff. That kid's going to change the world.
He's going to
You might as well
world.
Just go ahead and start calling him hero.
Speaking of changing the world,
you're a hero,
changing
Joey.
Mindsets.
You will be.
We must travel down to Whiskey Tango, Florida. You guys ever think back on your past and just remember some wrongs that you maybe never corrected, and you're like, man, I need to call that person and apologize, or man, I need to go turn myself in because murder's still unacceptable. You guys ever do that?
Never murdered anybody.
Never murdered anybody.
I'm okay with it.
I'm kind of an introvert, so I don't like to call people.
Well, there's a guy who lives in Port St. Lucia, Florida. His name is Randy. He's totally normal, 60 years old. He's no criminal.
Randy.
But he got a letter last month about a warrant for his arrest.
Arrest.
You see, back in...
timing.
A little late.
No, timing was perfect.
Back in 1989, when he was 33 years old, Randy was working as a janitor at a Jewish community center in Norwalk,
Connecticut.
Arrest.
And he... Still, timing is still just...
It's perfect.
He stole a TV.
Oh,
apparently, dude had a debt he needed covered, and the TV covered said debt, so he stole...
What size was the TV? Was it a smart TV?
I mean, it's 1989, bro.
Okay. All right.
I'm thinking it was one of those crazy boxes, so first of all, kudos. Those things weighed 140 pounds.
2 tons, those things weighed.
He was a janitor at said Jewish community center.
Was that better?
Yep.
Norwalk police found the TV that year, 1989.
Okay.
And the guy said he'd gotten it from Randy, so they issued a warrant for his arrest, but he disappeared. Now
arrest.
Gosh. Get closer, buddy.
Arrest.
Closer. You're doing it. Fast forward 27 years.
That's a long time.
Now, it's not clear if the warrant was automatically generated by the Norwalk police or if someone bothered to hunt down Randy's new address. But the arrest warrant went out for this dude. Somehow, over the past 27 years, Randy turned super cool, super conscious.
How's it going, eh?
Super honest, potentially too honest.
Uh-oh.
Depending on your perspective. Well, his brand new conscience took over, and he booked himself a flight from Florida.
What?
To Connecticut.
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
Got there on Sunday, went to the police, and turned himself in.
Yeah, good news.
That's good news.
You know? He was charged with third-degree larceny. Statute of limitations didn't run out because the clock stops in Connecticut when someone leaves the state. So, 60 years old, he's going to jail for a TV he stole in 1989.
Well, do the crime, you do.
That's almost how it goes.
He's right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Just because he left the state?
I guess so. 27 years later, he's 60 years old. Do you think he was like, you know what, I got nothing going on. I've always wondered what jail is like.
I kind of feel like in those situations, there needs to be grace. Right? I mean, I know that he broke the law back 27 years ago, is that what he said?
Yeah.
He broke the law.
27 years ago.
But now he's doing the right thing. And how long is he's getting the electric chair? Is that what you said? He's
going to
die now because of the TV he stole?
Say that.
One of you said that.
In any way, shape, or form. You guys have ruined my story.
No, that's good news.
Ruined it.
How much time did he
get? Teo's timing is terrible.
How much time did he get?
I don't know. I'm a journalist. I don't investigate these things.
Well, I'm just going to assume he got the electric chair.
He didn't.
If you don't know, then I'm going to assume that he got the book thrown at him.
Maybe the book thrown at him, but he definitely no electric chair, guys.
Well, my dad used to always tell me.
More money, more problems. That's what I always say.
That's okay.
Yo, yo, dog.
Good wisdom, Dad.
Arrested.
Yeah. It's Connecticut. Seriously, what happens in Connecticut? Like, is that really all they had to do is hunt down a dude for stealing a TV 27 years ago?
What happens in Connecticut? We have our texting line right now.
We do.
It's 585-LIVE. 585-5483. This is your chance. You can be completely anonymous to text the line. What, if you could, what have you not...
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
But in order
the
to be...
The live line is not a confession.
In order
okay,
to be
this doesn't take
completely
the place.
Anonymous,
yes,
you
does.
Need to include your full name, phone number, and social
okay,
security.
This does not take the place
the
of you
way
actually
it'll be
like confessing, okay?
What have you done in the past that you need to come clean about?
Ooh.
What have you done in the past that you need to come clean about?
585-LIVE.
You can text. You could call the show if you'd like. 338-3700. Or you can just text, which is great because I feel like more people are going to text and want to be anonymous with this topic.
Update to Randy. He was released with a promise to appear in court next week. In fact, the lieutenant who was on duty at the time said he thought it was pretty cool that he turned himself in.
See?
And they're probably going to be pretty lenient on him.
Oh,
we'll
I
let
hope
you know.
So.
He turned himself in on Sunday, so next week we should have an update on this dude. Hopefully it'll be good news.
What do you guys need to... Do you guys need to confess anything?
By the way, shout out to warrant enforcement. If you have a warrant, you can call 896-9494. Go online to nmcourts.gov to see if you still have a warrant out for your arrest for anything weird. Could be something as simple as like an unpaid parking ticket or, you know, you probably want to take care of that.
I need to confess something.
Oh, gosh. I knew this was happening.
Couple weeks ago, five packages were delivered to 4001 Osuna Road.
Wait,
Northeast.
Five? Five packages?
Five crates of pasta sauce were delivered.
Five?
Just 3 days ago, our boss, Daniel, brought in two boxes, two crates.
No, originally they brought in one box and said, congratulations, Steve actually delivered. Dude from The Sopranos sent you his pasta sauce. I lost my mind over a jar. You're telling me he sent us like a full case?
Are you telling me your mind was a jar?
Okay.
Guys, I ate all the pasta sauce.
What?
You fatty.
Are you serious right now?
I ate three crates of pasta sauce.
They don't sell that pasta sauce in the state of New Mexico, which is why Steve sent me all that pasta sauce.
My family and I have been eating that pasta sauce for 2 weeks
okay,
now
I'm glad it
I
wasn't
have to
just
destroy
you.
The evidence.
You're not a fatty.
Thank you.
You were sharing it with your family.
And I had to destroy the evidence, so we ate all of it.
Hey, let's go to our text line now that we've got one confession on the books.
585-LIVE.
Have any others, Steve?
585-5483. Don't be scared. I just confessed. Maybe that story was true. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know.
Spray painted a small circle on the carpet at church as a middle schooler. That just came in through the live line.
That's messed up, kid.
Wow. Got one from Nashville that says, y'all, I did a hit and run and I think someone died. Thanks for letting texts. Feels good to be forgiven.
That's not how you get forgiven.
Why am I laughing right now?
I don't know why you're laughing. That's a...
What the heck?
That's like a confession of a crime.
It's something in my throat. I have another confession to make, if I could take the wheel. In the fourth grade, I kicked an anthill on Andy Hartman.
What? Who is Andy Hartman?
He was a kid at church that I didn't really like, and I got mad at him, and I accidentally kicked an anthill, and it went all over him, and ants consumed his body.
Oh. Is he dead?
Wait, was he
like that lady in Crystal Skulls?
It was, oh man, I was in so much trouble. But I ran.
You remember when those ants ate that lady in Crystal Skull?
That's what it was like, but they didn't eat Andy Hartman.
No, wait, they didn't eat her. They ate that guy, because she survived and then got killed by the aliens.
If you guys are just joining us...
Or was it Jason Rosedahl?
A 60-year-old man from St. Lucia, Florida, received a notice in the mail that there was a warrant out for his arrest. It was 27 years ago. He decided to book a flight and turn himself in. He was accused of stealing a TV, which he totally says he did. He said, man, just want to take care of my past mistakes.
I've confessed a couple things. I feel like you guys could maybe confess one thing. Is there anything you guys want to talk about? Is there anything maybe?
We got a text on the live line, 585 live. When I was 3, I used too much toilet paper and clogged the toilet. When my mom asked me if it was me, I lied, and I still haven't told her it was me.
Get it right.
Shout out to Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Don't say where they're from.
Oh, sorry.
Shout out to 505-429.
No, don't read the number.
Stop reading texts.
You guys want to confess anything? You good?
Me?
I have another one.
Let me confess.
Oh, no.
It's all you. I didn't have anything to confess, so go ahead.
You're going to make something up?
No, I didn't have anything to say.
I have a confession to make.
All right.
I talk about beans all the time.
Beans.
I love beans so much. But I figured something out. Panda is actually the sweeter cat.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Way sweeter.
She's ridiculously sweet.
Well, why don't you ever give any love to Panda? Because it's always about beans.
I admire Panda so much, but I feel like beans needs more attention.
Right.
So I discuss beans more often, hoping that'll help.
I'm like, my nose.
Also, I shot some dude sometime. But
oh,
anyways,
my gosh!
The thing about beans is just really important to me, so true confession.
There you go.
I've never shot anyone.
That's good.
With
a gun.
Good.
But if anybody out of the three of us did shoot somebody, it would be you.
Well, maybe.
Why are you guys just, like, waiting on confessions? We should just move on.
No, dude.
I got nothing, man.
You got nothing.
Out of the three of us,
clean,
you're the one.
Man.
Oh, really?
Clean.
You have the... Your stories from the past are insane.
Clean, clean, clean.
I mean, you've done everything you can think of.
It's my good friend, like my good friend Timon always said, you got to put your past in your behind.
I mean, if you don't want to confess anything,
false.
That's fine. But I would like to take the time to apologize to Jason Rosedahl for kicking the anthill on
that's
him.
That's good, man.
What? I thought his name was...
I thought it was Andy, but then I remembered
Hartman.
It was Jason.
We actually just got a text on the live line.
585 live.
What's it say?
It says, I have a confession. When I was a kid, some dude at church kicked an anthill on me, and I've been plotting my revenge ever since.
Oh my gosh.
Yes!
What's the name?
You can't read the name. It's anonymous.
It's 505.
Is that Jason? Jason Rosedahl?
Oh my gosh! In the fifth grade, someone stuck a thumbtack under a rug at school. The nurse stepped on it. Never said anything.
What a jerk.
Someone stole a Motley Crue tape from Walmart when they were 9 years old. I'm now 36.
Come on, guys.
Man,
and it feels good
up.
To get that off my chest. Thank you.
Proud of
terrible
you.
Person.
Wow.
Awful.
Wow.
Sinner.
Whoa, Dex.
What?
Calm down.
Somebody on the live line just chimed in and wants to know if streaking is illegal, because if so, they have something they need to confess.
Okay, Steve-O, quit texting in.
Fine. You caught me. These are great. These are not great. These are great. This keep doesn't
them
count.
Keep them coming. 505-585-LIVE. You guys can be completely anonymous. It's great.
No, you can't. We see their phone numbers right here clearly. They're texting us.
Of course,
us.
But for everybody
or
else.
If you're dealing with real life problems, 505-652-CATS.
Okay.
All right, guys, we got to go to break because we have a guest.
Speaking of confessions, we're going to get real with Double J.
Double J is going to be joining us live in the studio this morning. He had a very successful radio show for many years here in Albuquerque. He was fired, much like myself. He's probably been playing hours and hours of video games. Hanging with the family, I know what that's like. We'll talk to him when we come back. Hang on.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please.
We'll be right back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Let's get on with the show!
You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody.
Good morning, everyone. 8:06.
High today of 70 degrees.
Before the break, we're asking you to text the show at 585-LIVE. That's 585-5483. Tell us what you need to confess. Something maybe you've done in the past that you've never come clean about because of the story that we read.
Randy in St. Lucia, Florida, 60 years old. 27 years ago, he stole a TV. 1989, my friend.
1989.
Not only is it a great T-Swift record, but it's the year that good old Randy stole a television from a Jewish community center, and there was a warrant out for his arrest. Well, he's now 60 years old and got a letter in the mail from Connecticut, the state that the crime took place, and he thought, you know what? Sure, it's been 27 years. I could just kick it in my humble abode here in Florida, but I'm going to book a flight! He went to Connecticut, and homie straight up confessed, yeah, it was me, I took it 27 years later.
And he's dead because they electrocuted him.
No, they did. Okay, first of all, they set up a court date for next week, which they said, we're pretty sure he'll be there because he seems like an honest dude, so they did not hold him.
When are they having the services?
Guys!
Next weekend.
Dude, confessions on confessions on confessions. I can't even begin to tell
you. Yeah, thank
you
for all the text messages.
How many texts and emails
we got. Kind of overwhelmed by all these, and I'm kind of regretting opening up the text line like this because now I know too much.
Shout out to anonymous listener in Austria. There's only one. It's Bawatuba. When I was a kid, maybe in sixth grade or something like that, I shot several doves that were sitting on a tree branch in my neighbor's yard with my air gun. It was one shot, one kill, and I believe I downed two or three of them. What was amazing is there were several of them sitting on the branch. And as I shot one and it fell off dead, the next one didn't even move.
Oh,
whoa.
Well, my neighbor's housekeeper was an animal lover, and when she found these dead birds in the yard, she was very sad. A few days later, one of my neighbor kids came over and asked me if I had done it, and I lied and said no. Later that night, my dad asked me again as he was putting me to bed if I did it, and I said no.
You're a liar.
Not sure if I ever told him I did it, but I think he knew. Dad's no, dude. Let me just say that.
Yep.
Dad's no.
We have superpowers.
There's so many times where I'm like, guys, it's okay. Just be honest with my boy. Just, dude, you're going to be in way less trouble if you're just
really?
Come clean.
You give him that
just,
option?
Oh, yeah.
I always say you won't be in trouble if you come honest.
No. You'll still be in trouble because you made a mistake.
No, they'll never come clean if you just say you'll still be in trouble.
Well, I guess,
come clean?
I guess my kids are just more honest than yours because they every time go, okay, and then they just tell me the truth.
Mine,
and I'm like, cool.
Mine as well.
And they still get grounded or there's still consequences because there's always consequences to your actions, but way less so, and they've always been honest.
My little kid can't speak, but I know he's lying to me. I know it.
Yeah, I know it.
I just assume. I'm like, you are lying, because the other guys say their kids lie all the time, so that means you have to lie all the time. Johnny.
505-585-LIVE. It's the live line. Yeah. Anonymously in El Paso, somebody chimed in and said, I want to confess that our church has a Sunday morning and evening service, different messages. We started a tradition of skipping out during Super Bowl weekend by going out of town every year to watch the game just in case the Cowboys ever make it to the Super Bowl.
Read that one. You know that one during the break?
Oh, there's a few, man.
Well, read that one that I wanted you to read.
Which one?
He has to do
everything. This one. Gosh. This one, sorry, it was so traumatic I already tried to forget.
Oh, goodness.
30 years ago.
Not here yet, Dex.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Dale's an animal lover, so I don't want to have this.
Just do it.
This came in on the live line. 30
is this
years
about
ago,
somebody running over a cat with a lawnmower.
I killed my sister's gerbil.
Oh, okay.
No, 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 no.
Gerbil's a rodent.
By poking it with a pin every day until it died as a way to get back
That's
at her because I was mad at my sister.
I think we need to report this person to the police.
Well, tell you the truth, my heart still breaks thinking about it, as it should. Freaky criminal man. Listen.
Hey, Dexter.
Yeah,
you need to turn yourself
that's
in.
Seriously, the first thing I thought
hold
about.
Hold on. Thank you for admitting that. Now, I hope you feel free. Do you feel free? Text us if you feel free now that you've admitted that you've done something horribly wrong, because that is awful. It's awful what you did. You should call us right now. That way we can get your sister on the phone at the same time. We can have you confess it directly to
this
her.
This we'll cannot
be right
become
there.
The confession
we'll
line.
Right,
this is the most amount of texts. We have 161, okay? This is the most amount of texts we've ever gotten.
People
and it's confession time.
They
listen,
get real.
I realize it's New Mexico, mostly a Catholic state. This doesn't take the place of actual confession, okay?
Mm-mm.
Still go do that, you.
And by the way, guys, by the way, there is one mediator between man and God, and that is Jesus Christ. Just throwing that out
good.
There.
That was really good.
Tail, you
opened
up that
door. You just got really real. That was crazy. There's some guy out.
Will you open the door and invite that guy in?
Uh-oh.
Because joining us on The Morning Invasion, he's walking in as we speak. He will sit down in the chair directly behind me.
I never get an intro like this.
He will put the headphones on.
He's a guest.
That's true. It's quite true.
I will turn his microphone on.
That's good.
Why is my back to you guys?
Yeah, welcome to the studio. Yeah.
Who designed this?
It's very inviting.
Yeah, this is... I was listening to one of your shows one day, and it said you guys have a webcam. Where's your webcam?
We have multiple. There's one there. There's one there.
I don't know how to do
this. Right over here. Right over there.
So they're strategically placed so your guests aren't in the shots, correct?
Double J, let me help you out, bro.
Yeah.
Here you go.
You're in the shot.
Oh, no, you don't need to put me in the shot. That's okay.
Too late. Too late.
I'm okay with that. How are you guys?
Double J's here, everybody. Double J in the morning. He's back on the radio.
You guys have a nicer studio than I had.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though it's laid out really... Dunley?
Yeah, no, this is a very nice
would
studio.
Would you take the studio if you had to do this every time you had to interview a guest?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I would.
Right.
Yes, we had a studio that was so bad. It was like all the equipment was like
breaking.
Janky and 20 years old. Mm-hmm. And then finally I complained about it enough and they finally built a new studio.
But, that's nice.
And then they fired me a couple weeks later. Yeah, but
Here's
who's to say?
Oh. So Double J, you came to Albuquerque in 2011.
No, I actually came to Albuquerque in 2007.
You started a radio show in 2011.
You don't know any. He is the worst.
Well, he's talking about
worst.
Well, no, he's right on the morning show.
Yeah.
But I originally came to Albuquerque in, I think, 2007.
Okay.
And I was doing like an afternoon night show.
Okay.
On, I think it was Wild 97.7 back then.
I remember
Wild
that.
Wild 97.
Yeah. Well, I was a jerk. I'll just be honest. I was kind of a jerk back then. And I got fired a year later.
Wow.
And then, so I went back to California and was doing radio, and then they called me and said, hey, do you want to come do a morning show for us?
Oh.
I said, oh, the same company that fired me. You won't do that again, will you?
Wow, so the same company.
Don't say that.
The same company that fired you, they hired you back.
Yeah.
Don't get any ideas.
I wouldn't be surprised if one day, when things don't work
soon
out here in Albuquerque, that they call me and go, hey, will you come back?
Would you come back a third time?
Not there.
Not there.
No.
Oh, come on, third time's a charm.
No. No, I think I've dealt with enough. I'm good. I'll tell you what. I told my wife, I said, I haven't been this happy in a long time.
That's cool.
Like, because it sucks, you know, when you're working and you're giving everything you have and you have just a couple people who are intentionally Well, I have to be careful what I say. You have a couple people who, your life is just difficult at times.
Sure.
After a while, you get really sick and tired of it. Yeah. You know, going to work and people not talking to you literally for a month.
Yeah.
No one says a word to you except for your co-host. Mm. That's when you start going, okay, I see the writing on the wall.
Yeah. And it's weird because, you know, after Buck and I got fired,
yeah.
It was months afterwards, things would start, you know, popping into my brain. I would remember, oh, that's why. That's why they weren't talking to me.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, gosh. You know, you start to put the, you know, pieces to the puzzle together and, you know.
Double J, can I first off start out by saying I'm sorry that Dexter drug you in here because here's what happens.
Uh-oh.
I feel like he's going to continually find somebody that got fired, not because he gives a crap about your story, but specifically so that he can reminisce on his life.
Oh, but that's okay.
He is the most selfish person
but that's
I know.
But that's what all radio jocks are. Every radio listen, you can't be a radio DJ and not have an ego.
Yeah, I mean, Teo and I feel like I guess we're just different because we're the most selfless people I've ever met.
That's not true.
Did you buy Dex a cup of coffee this morning?
No. He doesn't drink coffee. I got him a Red Bull instead.
I really don't know.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, now I feel like a jerk.
No, that's cool. Hey, man.
I seen you drinking a cup of coffee, and I went, okay, I'm going to get him right now. And he's like, no, I actually got him a banana and a Red Bull.
No, he didn't.
Well, that's very Christian.
Don't listen to him. He didn't get him anything.
You didn't buy him anything?
We get this stuff for free over at the thing.
Yeah. Sorry, you just caught me in a lie.
Do you guys get free food here?
Oh, yeah. Definitely a perk of the job.
Really?
Sure.
What are some of the perks that you have here? Maybe I'll apply here. I just
really
got a job in California, but maybe I'll just quit that job and stay here.
Wait, where in California?
Up in Northern California.
That's your big announcement, NorCal, right?
Well, hold on. We'll get to that, all that. But first, I did a little, I did my homework, Double J.
But let's be honest.
I did my homework, and I actually found out a lot of things about you that I think even your audience doesn't know about Double J.
Like what?
You might not even know this about you.
It's not my arrest record, is it?
Here we go.
Is it my arrest record?
You did jump in on what is it?
Confessions.
Confession.
Yes. Wait, can you guys? Can I ask a question? How can you do confessions on a Christian radio station?
What do you mean? How can we do confessions?
Isn't confessions like a Catholic thing though?
Have you read the Bible?
I've been in a motel before.
All right. I want you to listen to this. See how accurate this is, okay?
It's time for another edition of Now You Know, featuring Double J in the Morning.
Double J.
How does a guy not know that he's dating a girl with a prosthetic leg?
As a child, Double J once had a dream to be the head fry cook.
That's true.
He wanted to be an accountant.
An accountant.
Do you just think she walks with a gangster limp?
He loved numbers and tried to figure out mathematical puzzles. Unfortunately for Double J, his math teacher was not too fond of him. Double J was the class clown. Double J lost all his hair at the age of 13.
You know, I started going bald at a young age. My dad, for Christmas, he bought me a can of spray-on hair.
Double J pressured his co-hosts to do torturous stunts.
Yes, you need to grab what's inside the mystery box. All right, here we go. You ready, LB?
Double J loves the ballet, loves to sing opera, and also has five ferrets. Now you know. Double J in the Morning.
Double J.
Ferrets are the snakes of the mammal family.
I don't even know what a ferret is.
It's a snake
with
fur and legs. Yes.
They're illegal. Aren't they like illegal to have?
Should be.
No, you can have them here.
Oh.
You should totally.
Kodo and Podo.
Where'd you get all that audio anyways?
How accurate was that?
That was pretty accurate.
Was it?
You know what's funny is when you get older and you look back, like, and for me anyways, I look back of pictures, like, you know, I had my daughter, who's now 21, I had her when I was 17.
Seven?
17 in front of that. And it's funny because I thought I looked so cool back then, and now I go back and look at pictures, and I'm balding. And it's really horrible, but I didn't realize it back then.
Yeah.
And only my dad did. And my dad really, that's a true story though, my dad really did get me a can of spray-on hair for Christmas one year. That's all he got me. That's all he got me, and he wonders why I didn't call him in the hospital last week. You know? I was like, are you kidding me?
The commercial for that? Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, because one day we were watching this, you know, remember the old infomercials where the guy had the bald spot on the back?
Yeah.
And then he would spray it, and you're like, oh, my God, that's so cool. It really looks like hair. Now you go back and look at those commercials, and you go, well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. But back then, it kind of looked real. So my dad, well, I don't know if he did it seriously or as a joke or maybe both, But he legit told me, go get a can, or go in the bathroom and spray on this hair. Yeah. We want to see what you look like. And I was like, I'm not spraying on hair.
You know what? You were the guinea pig. He probably wanted to see how it would
look.
But
here's the thing. I'm not even sure I'm my dad's son. Oh, because, no. And here's why. Maybe this should be on your confessions, okay?
Here we go.
Here's why, okay? My dad, full set of hair. Huh?
Comes from the mother's side, is what I hear.
Oh yeah, my mom's bald. My mom's like Telly Savalas. She is clean,
wig and all.
Yeah,
isn't Telly Savalas dead?
That's exactly what I'm saying, right?
Man.
She barely talks to me. It's like she's dead to me.
She's dead to you.
Yeah. So anyway, so they go. They say, "Go in the bathroom and spray on the hair." And I go, "Listen, I really don't want to." And they're like, come on, go do it. They kept doing it. And because it was Christmas time, you know, in Central California, people think, oh, it's hot all the time. It gets pretty cold out there.
Yeah.
So they had cranked up the heat. And, of course, we lived in a trailer because we were trailer trash.
Well,
and but my mom and dad had the new trailer that they eventually got repossessed because they couldn't afford.
Was it a double wide? Is that why you're double J?
That's right. That's exactly not why.
I grew up in a double wide as well.
So
I didn't.
But here's the thing. Did your mom's double wide get repossessed?
No, they still live in it.
Yeah, my mom and dad's double wide got repossessed.
Oh, dude, he just won down to you.
That's right.
You don't one up the double wide, dude. That's a one down. That's something you don't want to confess.
Anyway, so I went in the bathroom. I spray this hairspray out, right? And I'm like, okay, I'm going to let it dry. Even though they say it dries right away, it really didn't.
Hmm.
And so I came out, and my dad's like, hey, that looks good. And I'm like, you're such a jerk. You know? And I'm sitting there, and then I feel something coming down my face.
No.
Because they had cranked.
You were just letting that soul glow.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Soul glow would have been better for me.
Straight up dripping.
Well, listen, I may or may not have had braids at one time in my life.
Oh, no. This is too confession.
No, this is too much.
That's
a whole other story.
Double J
there.
Getting real with us right now.
Oh, I was the only white guy in my whole group of friends.
You're like, I love Korn and Allen Iverson.
That's
all right.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so I feel this thing coming down my face, and I wipe at it, and it's black.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And my hair started sweating. Oh. My spray on hair sweat, and it got in my eyes, and it was all bad.
That's
it was
horrible.
Yeah. And my dad laughed at me. And it was on Christmas.
Man.
He didn't get me anything else. He didn't get me one other thing. All he got me was a can of spray on hair.
I want to say terrible father, but no, I don't think terrible father. I think great father.
No.
Because I did the same thing to my kids.
You know what I think? What would Jesus do?
Okay. Okay. That's not allowed on this station.
I don't think Jesus would do that to
his
son.
You know what
the
funny thing is? I think you're going to be the one that's like doing the Jesus jukes more than any of us.
No, I'm not going to be because...
It's going to, I think, freak out the new audience tuning in to hear you this morning, Double J, because this show is a little different than normal, quote, Christian radio.
Well, you know what? That's what I was really surprised at because... I ran across a link. I'll be honest. I was Googling my name yesterday. I was bored.
Dude,
I really was. It was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
You don't have to confess anymore,
I just wanted to see. I just wanted to see like what trades had picked up the story about my new job, you know. And I actually ran across the episode. You guys have webisodes, I guess, up on your website.
Okay.
And it was when Lindsay was in here,
my co-host.
And I was, that was the first time I had ever listened to you guys. And I literally, I called my wife and I go, hey, these guys are really funny. She goes, it's a Christian morning show. And
Christian,
I go,
right?
No, it's not like that. Like, I think I heard a racist joke at one point.
And no, that's Christian.
Yeah.
Do you watch Doug?
No, I think it was some rap thing that you guys were doing, and then somebody said, "Oh, hey, I think you went a little racist right there." But it was really funny. I mean, it wasn't racist, but just the way you guys did the show, it was nothing like I had ever heard. Like when you typically think of a Christian show.
Yes. Well, that's it.
Thank you.
Don't
for
think
saying
of,
that because that's exactly why I really wanted to come over here. Not only to be with these two funny guys, because I love them, and we've always been friends for years. Yeah, we always wanted to do a show together, never had the opportunity, but I wanted to come over here because I hate what non-Christians think of Christians.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, the church doesn't do any favors for that perception because all it takes is 5 minutes on Facebook to go, that dude's a bigot, that dude, you know what I mean? It's like,
here's the problem with Facebook, and I get really tired. I mean, I have a lot of Facebook followers, and, you know, I would probably say the majority of stuff I post is jokes, funny stuff. It's not for everybody, you know, but my thing is if you don't like it, just don't look at it. You can scroll past it or unfollow me because it's not going to hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Sending me a message or saying how you're patrolling my Facebook page and I should be an example for this person, that's I'm not an example to anybody. I'm myself. I'm an example to my wife and my kids.
Mm. There you go.
Mm. You so, know, that's see, who I'm an example
actually,
to.
Actually, that means you are an example because you just said you're not an example to anybody. But
you know, I've taken three karate lessons in my life. I'm just warning you.
He's ready. Tomorrow is Throat Punch Thursday. Yeah, so you have to wait a day before you take me
down. Do you guys do gimmicks on the show? Like, do you guys have, like... Like thing, you know, because I remember when like Dana Cortez was on Kiss 97.3, they would do like what men think Thursdays or whatever corny stuff like that. Do you guys do those corny gimmicks?
Today is Walking the Light Wednesday, so we just really wanted you in for confession. No,
that's
dude.
Great.
No.
How come you don't have any tattoos?
I do.
He does.
Were they?
Oh, never mind.
He's just more put together. Oh, okay. Watch.
I got one on my lower back. It's like a butterfly thing.
You have a tramp stamp?
All right.
Maybe. Isn't that what it's called? You have a tramp stamp?
No.
I call it it's a Trump stamp.
Trump stamp.
Trump stump.
We're going to take a quick break. We have Double J hanging out with us. You did mention on Facebook that you were going to get real this morning.
You're going to get really real?
I will answer any question that anybody asks me.
All right.
Okay. So, seriously, like, I don't care what it is.
Truth or dare with Double J?
Yeah, you ask me a question, I will answer it.
Well, we do have the text line as well if you don't want to call the show. It's 505-585-LIVE. That's 585-5483. If you want to say hi to Double J, maybe you're one of his listeners, 338-3700. Phone lines are open. It's the Morning Invasion. Hang out. We'll be back.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back. It's time for the Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The sale of music on digital formats has overtaken CDs for the first time.
Severe weather for parts of the central and southern United States.
New York's legislature has become the latest to pass a bill to exempt tampons from state sales taxes.
In Cuba, there's already a tangible consequence of the country restoring diplomatic relations with the U.S. There's a beer shortage.
New report from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. It shows a direct correlation between traffic fatalities and higher speed limits.
Mark Zuckerberg began Facebook's developer conference.
Jazeera America is signing off.
California is making changes to its paid leave law.
Scientists, including famed physicist Stephen Hawking, are joining internet billionaire Yuri Milner in publicizing a privately funded plan to try and reach Alpha Centauri.
Belgian officials have arrested two more people in connection with last month's terror attacks in Brussels.
John Grisham and more than 90 other Mississippi writers signed a letter calling for the repeal of Mississippi's religious beliefs law.
Good morning, everyone. 8:37.
High today of 70 degrees.
Traffic. I don't see any I do out in the east, the far east there in Iraq. I-40 east at Highway 14, exit 175. There's an accident that's been reported. So if you're way out on the eastern side of the mountains, there is an accident over there. A little congestion 25 south around Paseo, but that's normal. Be careful. Pay attention to what you're doing. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Double J is here.
Can you say that the traffic's really bad on Osuna?
All that construction.
Construction, man.
All of this is construction. All of these little things.
New Mexico State flower is the orange barrel. Like, it is just everywhere.
That's great.
It grows like a weed here, bro.
What's funny is I was sitting in traffic on Osuna trying to get over here, and I'm thinking, all right, these guys better be working, because if I'm sitting here in traffic... And sure enough, I look over to my left, and there's three guys just standing there laughing, chucking it up. I'm all, way to be at work, guys. Yes, way to go.
That's hilarious. Yes.
Way to go.
Well, Double J is here. I know a lot of listeners are tuning in right now that miss you, because you've been off the air for a little bit now. How many months have you been off?
It's been probably... it seems like 10 years, but...
It does, right?
Yeah. It's December.
Yeah, 338-3700. Yeah, December you get fired.
That's 2 weeks before Christmas.
Worst month you could get fired in.
Well, you know what's horrible is that we had a whole list of toys and presents we were going to buy people.
Yeah.
And to have to cut back on that, that's harsh, man. Yeah, that hurt. I mean, it didn't hurt me as bad as it hurt my wife.
Well, sure.
But for me, it made my wife really sad.
338-3700 if you'd like to call in. Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, Double J. Love your face.
Hey, man. Love your face. How are you, my friend?
Welcome back, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I was just wondering, where did the love your face quote come from?
I stole it from another radio DJ years ago. Hey, you know what's funny is I one morning I had to drive from Fresno, California, where I grew up, out to Las Vegas for a job interview at KLUC. Mm. And I was driving and I heard this guy go, hey, love your face. And I went, hey, that's good. And my consultant had been telling me, you need to find a catch for years had been telling me, you need to find a catchphrase, yeah. You know? And I went, hey, that's a pretty good catchphrase. I like that catchphrase.
Yeah.
So I stole it from him.
Yeah.
That's good. I like it.
Whatever.
You have a radio consultant?
Yeah.
Is it going to really, really, really upset you that, like, Teo and I didn't go to school for this?
And
we're just
did I.
Freaking hilarious. And they were like, you should be on radio.
Yeah. No, I didn't either, but when you get to, when you start trying to get into big markets and you start trying to earn, you know, six-digit figures.
Yeah.
You know, to have somebody telling you, hey, you know what? You talk too long right here. It's absolutely worth it. Or, hey, you know, that wasn't funny. You need to stay away from that kind of humor.
Yeah, working for iHeart, they started doing that with a lot of the morning shows, the successful ones that are still around.
Yeah.
They start bringing in these people that know radio.
I would make six figures here. I mean, I mean, granted, the decimal point.
You made
point,
six figures here?
The decimal point.
God is good.
No,
the decimal point's on the wrong side.
It's moved over a couple, like the decimal point.
Got
so
you.
It's like, I am a 13,000-er, all right?
We go into fractions.
Ministry, bro, all right? That is a ton of cash.
338-3700, if you'd like to call the show. You can text us as well, 585-LIVE. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Double J, I remember seeing you in the Walter White lookalike contest at the After party.
That is completely inappropriate to talk about. That is completely inappropriate to talk about on this station.
We just had Johnny Banks on, who plays Mike on Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul.
Because I had... Well, I'll go ahead, ma'am. I'll let you.
Oh, yeah. You were great. I just wanted to say you handled yourself so well when Bryan Cranston called you out for stuffing your tidy whities. That was awesome.
I had my underwear stuffed.
Have a good morning.
See you later.
All right, thank you.
I can't wait. Like, I was really excited for you to come in studio. Yeah. And this is real. I'll be real for about 0.8 seconds. So that we could destroy maybe the barrier/stereotype of what it means to be a Christian.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because all three of us in this room love Jesus.
Yeah.
All right? All three of us in this room also love good humor and are still human beings.
Yeah.
And I think there's this like amazing misconception in culture of what it means because Cranston, solid guy, loved that guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Didn't start watching the show until we did this. I used to do the show on the CW called You Rock Albuquerque, and we had an episode with Brian. And so I was stoked to have you in studio.
Such a name dropper, this guy right
absolutely.
Here, right?
Absolutely.
Got a name drop.
Yeah, got a name drop. I was stoked to have you in the studio today because I was, you know, you always like to creep, and I was looking and seeing all the people chiming in going, man, you're going to singe, and you're going to burn, and you know, and it was like...
That was my wife, actually, who was saying that.
I can't wait for you to get in here and realize that it's
Well, you know what's funny is you said something earlier about... I can't remember exactly what you said, but you know, there's these stereotypes.
Yeah,
and really, I think those stereotypes come from the people who are just way over the top.
Yeah,
and there are people who are way. I mean, nobody's perfect. No. You know,
excuse me.
People, you know, people think, oh, you know, Double J, you're a jerk, you're mean to people. But what people don't realize is that I got paid very well.
Right.
To play a character.
Yeah, absolutely.
And sure, if you cross me, I mean, I grew up in a pretty bad part of Fresno, and it's like, that kind of is always
a bad
with you.
Part of Fresno? I thought you were going to say Compton. You're
no.
Like, I grew up in a really tough neighborhood in Thousand Oaks, California. All right? It was really rough, bro. Our wine cellar only had seven
Fresno
bottles.
Fresno can be kind of good.
I know, I'm just kidding.
I'll tell you what. There are so many gang members in Fresno. It's absolutely crazy. Like, you think you have a lot of gang members here in Albuquerque.
Right.
It's... nothing compared to out there. Like, you can't even look at somebody's car in out there. You can't even look at somebody's car without getting, you know, possibly into a fight or shot.
It also smells like cows. all the time.
Not what Fresno County does, yes, but not the city of Fresno.
What's the highway that is Clovis close to Fresno? Is
it's kind of like Albuquerque, Rio Rancho.
Yes, okay. I had a lot of like some good friends from Clovis.
Yeah, Clovis isn't bad.
Yeah, so
Clovis
is
pretty.
When we used to,
white.
I was in a band and we used to tour and we would go out there. Yeah. And we'd go to Fresno and hang out and all that stuff. So
Fresno, it can be a pretty rough city though. Yeah. Like I mean, especially if you go out to like the east side or the west side of Fresno.
Yeah.
And by the way, can I give a message to the white kids listening? Right now,
yeah,
please stop throwing up West Side. You look, it doesn't look good on you. Mm. It doesn't look real.
But I live in Taylor Ranch, bro. West Side for life.
Right, exactly. But you know, Taylor so anyways, you know, hard. people think that you know, oh, you know, because I played this character on my show where,
right.
You know, and the philosophy behind the character is one's naughty and one's nice, and we actually had billboards at one time that said that, which is I'm the bad guy, and my co-host Lindsay, she was the good one.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always making fun of her. I'm always making fun of a listener. And sure, you know, different consultants have different things to say about that, about, well, you shouldn't make fun of this person because they're your listener. But, you know, I mean, everybody has different philosophies on that. But when it comes down to it, you know, when I leave the radio station, I'm Jared. I'm not Double J. I'm just Jared. I'm a married guy who's got too many kids, and you know, it's crazy. Like, I have alarms set on my phone specifically to ask the kids how their day was. Do they have homework? If they have homework, we stop, we sit down, we do homework. And I think a lot of people, they get too caught up into it, and you're like, what's a character? Like, you don't hate Bryan Cranston because he's Walter White. That's a character.
Yeah.
Well, just like on my old radio show on Power, it was a character, you know. But when I leave, I'm just Jared.
Yeah.
And I love my wife to death. I love my kids to death. I love my stepkids to death. I'm a family guy, and I think a lot of people they don't see that because it's designed for them really not to see it. And thank God, you know, for Facebook and stuff like that, because you know I'm always posting pictures. But really, when it comes down to it, it's about my family. My family's the most important thing to me.
Yeah.
I don't care about really anything else. I mean, you can call me every name in the book.
Yeah.
I'm just going to look at you and walk away.
Yeah. We have Double J hanging out with us in the studio. Did you grow up in the church? Did you attend with your family when you were younger?
You know, my mom and dad were, and I've never really talked about this on the radio, but my mom and dad were really those overzealous Christians.
Mm-hmm.
They were very over the top, and they actually joined like this church. I call it, now that I look back, you know, I'm 40 years old now, I look back and I go, man, I can't believe you guys were there at that place. You know, now this minister's in prison, and
it was a cult.
I didn't know if I could say that.
You totally can.
All right,
so, I'll tell you right now, I love this show. I've only been doing radio like 13 years, not even half as long as you guys here. But like, I feel like this is a safe zone. Like, you, please be real.
Yeah, right.
Johnny Banks was on, you know, and he's a staunch atheist, and we got in and we talked about that, why that is. And so I think when we strip away the characters, if you will, and just talk real, people can relate to that and say, oh man, I went through that. I grew up in a crazy situation. Yeah. I understand. So,
well, you know, what's funny is
there are cults.
my mother-in-law is a chaplain and, my mom and dad were in this cult that, they were very abusive to me and my brother when we were, like, very, very abusive to me and my brother. I remember one time, my brother was 13, and he liked this girl named Tina, and he wrote her a little love letter. And somebody seen it and went and told the pastor this. They strung my brother up.
Oh, my.
They took four guys, and they had one guy held each of my brother's hands. Mm. And they hit him 170 times with a pallet board.
Wow.
Whoa.
And I'm sorry, 140 times, 70, and then he got a 10-minute break, and then they gave him 70 more. And if you think I'm lying, you can search Tony Alamo. That was the name of his church. He was a really bad person. He was a really... I think when he originally started his ministry, I think he had really good intentions.
Mm.
And then his wife died of cancer in like the mid-80s, and he just went off.
Oh, he was already...
No, I think back then, I think he was a legit minister. Like, I really do. I think he really wanted to help people. Yeah. And then, have you ever seen those jean jackets that have rhinestones all over them that are airbrushed? Like Don King wears one. I seen Miley Cyrus one. He's the guy who invented those. He made those. Okay. Wow. So he became a multimillionaire. And then he started going off track. Yeah. And it wasn't until after, I actually got kicked out of that church. I got my family kicked out. And it was because we were...
Probably a good thing.
It turned out to be the best thing in my life because we were driving down the freeway one day in their church bus. And I was sitting next to my best friend. And they stopped to let us off. And this lady pulls up and says, somebody threw a grapefruit out of the window of your bus and it hit my windshield and broke my windshield. Now that I think back on that, like how crappy was that windshield for a grapefruit to break it? But so the bus driver who didn't like me said, I think it was Jared. And I said, what? You know, like, you know how you're just kind of like standing like around and you're like, what? What are you talking about? You know? And so I go, I didn't throw anything out. Yeah. And my best friend who was sitting next to me, he says, hey, he never threw anything out the window. I was sitting next to him the whole time. Well, doesn't matter. The bus driver thinks it was me.
Yeah.
So he tells this pastor. And the pastor said, and by this time, I think I'm 12 years old. And they called us to his house at like 3 in the morning, and he was on the phone. It was absolutely insane. I think it was designed to mess with your head at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And every person in that church was there. Every kid was there. There was probably 80 kids sitting in there at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's just the most bizarre thing that I've ever been through. And he says, Jared, you threw that grapefruit out the window, didn't you? I said, no, sir, I didn't. And he goes, well, the Lord's telling me that you did. And I said, well, I don't mean to be a smart aleck, sir, but I don't think that's the Lord that's talking to you.
Yep. Mm.
And he immediately said, all right, that's it. You're getting 100. You're getting, they call it SWATs. You're getting 120 SWATs. I said, oh, no, I'm not. Mm. Oh, no, I am not.
You're not touching me.
And I'll never forget, they called my mom and dad on another phone. My mom and dad happened to be in Chicago.
So they weren't even there?
No, my mom and dad were in Chicago
at the time.
So
all these kids are there, and then you have how many pastors? How many adults
there? There was probably, if I remember correctly, maybe 20 adults. But so they had called the lady that I was living with, who was a really nice lady.
Yeah.
And so she brought me over there. And so they called my mom and dad, and my mom, I'll never forget. I mean, my mom lies about it to this day. And she says, Jared, you just need to do it. I said, nobody's hitting me anymore. Yeah. I'm done being abused. I'm done getting hit. And it's probably why I went way off when I was in junior high and high school is because of the garbage that you know, me and my brother went through. And so, you know, they ended up kicking us out. You know, I was talking about how my brother got hit 140 times. And I'll never forget walking into the bathroom and my brother said, hey, Jared, look at this. And he pulled down the back of his underwear. And there were hundreds of little blood spots in the back of his underwear.
Man.
Hundreds of them. And I got to be honest, you know, I know it's bad probably to say I want vengeance. Yeah. But to this day, I'll never forget that. That's something that you can't explain to people.
Yeah.
What you mean, the stuff that my brother and I went through as a kid, does it excuse how I act towards people sometimes? Absolutely not. But I think it does have an effect.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know,
it would affect anybody.
It's like people go, why are you so aggressive sometimes? And it's like, well, if you knew what I went through as a kid, you would be aggressive too. Because like, I feel that me and my brother, all my friends, we got taken advantage of. Not sexually, but we were abused and beaten. Yeah. Like I remember getting beat. You know how you hold your breath and you make all the blood rush to your head? Mm-hmm. So we were trying to see who could do that the longest. I had no idea that it would make you pass out. I really, legitimately passed out in class. The teacher called the pastor.
Good grief.
They hit me 80 times with a pallet board. I'm not kidding you when I say it took me almost 5 minutes to sit down at a bench for probably a week and a half.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why... You know, people always would ask me, well, why do you do things for this person and not for that person?
Right.
It's because I have a soft spot in my heart for kids. I hate seeing kids being abused. I can't stand it. Like, awesome, I'll probably go to jail for punching you in the face for hurting a kid if I see you in the supermarket.
Dude, you know what's amazing?
I want this to come off as genuine as possible, so I apologize if this seems cliche or cheesy. But first of all, as someone who grew up, I just want to say that I serve a God who is grieved by crap like that, who is grieved by identity theft, if you will, who is grieved by pastors and churches and cults who use the name of God to use and abuse people mentally, physically. I look to Scripture. I look to Jesus, who's like, man, woe to you who harms one hair on a child's head, because it would be better for you to tie a millstone around your neck and throw yourself into the deepest ocean than to harm a child. That was Jesus. I think of so many times where I look in Scripture and I see in James 1:28 that undefiled religion, true, genuine, pure religion, is caring for widows and orphans. No. And I hear your hurts, and I have so many friends, so many people very close to me, who have had to go through years of just tearing down a deep-rooted bitterness in their heart, myself included, because of the filth that some stupid human being did in the name of Jesus or any God that has damaged or destroyed someone. So, like, I'm thinking of all the people listening right now who can absolutely relate to this and go, this is why I hate religion, or this is why I hate.
Well, you know, it made me very bitter.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and I'll
dude,
tell you,
and you cling to that because you own your bitterness. It's yours. Yeah. No one can take that from you.
You know, I went when I was younger, and my mom and dad were in this church, cult, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, it was a cult.
I went to church every morning. I'm talking 7 days a week for years, probably till I was, 12 years old.
Yeah.
Every morning, every night, and three times a day on Sunday. Three times a day on Sunday.
Man.
And, you know, it took me a long time. Like, I hated my mom and dad for, you know, especially when you get older and you start realizing, oh, my God, I didn't have a normal child.
Especially when you have kids of your own.
Oh, dude, that just opens your eyes to so
much
more.
Sometimes, you know what's crazy is sometimes I see my mom and she'll grab my son by the arm. And I instantly snap on her.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, don't get mad at me. And I'm like, don't ever grab my kid like that.
Yeah.
And then I can see that look in her eye like, oh, crap. Okay, now
have your parents ever apologized? Have you
I didn't talk to them. Yeah. Well, I didn't talk to them for, not really. I really didn't talk to them for a couple years.
Yeah.
And I remember it was New Year's Eve, and I was 20 years old, and it was the first time I'd ever seen my dad drink. My dad had never drank. I'd never seen him drink. They never cursed. They didn't even say dang.
Right, right.
Like, they just never cursed.
Right.
And, you know, I'm 20 years old, and my wife at the time, who was 19, my dad gave her a glass of champagne and then gave me a glass of water. And I just thought, I am so tired of you being a jerk. I'm tired of you abusing me. You've done this to me for too long. Yeah. And I just said, when are you going to apologize for what you did to me and my brother? And they apologized. My mom started crying.
Mm-hmm.
Started crying. They apologized. And it's easy for me to say I forgive them, but
Oh, it takes a long time. I mean, we put up these strongholds, these barriers, these walls. So many of us have deep wounds, deep hurts, whether it's a family member, a friend, and sometimes, as you said, like this pastor who thought he was doing, sometimes they don't even mean to, sometimes they don't even realize the damage that they are doing mentally, emotionally, physically, and it's so difficult to forgive, and yet it can consume us, that bitterness can consume us if we're not watchful of it.
Let's hold that.
It's incredible.
That thought. We have Double J in the studio joining us. A lot of people texting in at 585 Live, 585-5483.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing out there? It's the Morning Invasion. It's 9:05.
Hey, what's your guys' phone number here?
338-3700. 338-3700. If you'd like to call in, Double J's hanging out with us right now.
3370?
338-3700.
You know, because earlier, Teo, you said 338-LIVE.
Or no, we have a text line. It's 585-LIVE.
Oh, 585-LIVE. And yeah. So I was going to text, and I went, wait, live? I'm on an iPhone. It doesn't. Yeah. I can't spell it like that. Right? I can't do it like that.
It's 5483.
Yeah.
But that's the text line. You can also chime in, 505-338-3700.
Do we got any text messages?
Man, we do. We got a ton of questions, actually.
Uh-oh.
What we can...
Go ahead. I'll answer any. I will answer any question anybody asks. It may not be the answer you like.
Right.
But there are. I have to say, there are some legalities involved. That,
yeah, absolutely.
I had to sign some paperwork. Yeah. That you know. So I can't.
We would never.
Let's do a quick, easy one. How about that?
Yep.
What's the one thing you're going to miss most about Albuquerque?
Man, one thing.
Yep.
I love that. I feel like I can walk just about anywhere.
Hmm.
You know, I know that sounds really weird, but like, where I grew up in California, you can't. Like we were talking about earlier, mm-hmm. You look at somebody's car, they'll pull a gun out on you. And they're like, why are you looking at my car? Huh? I say, why are you looking at my car? And I'm like, well, because you put $80,000 into a $2,000 right. car. That's why I'm looking at your car. But out here, like, people are respectful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I don't know. I really love the people of
I understand
of Albuquerque.
That. I do too. This city is tough as well. I mean, it's,
no, yeah. There's some hardcore people.
Rough,
you know.
Yeah.
I've ran into some people that I've been pretty nervous before. Mm. And you know what's funny is it goes back to the whole thing of don't judge a book by its cover,
yeah,
because
right.
I remember I was at an event when I worked for Power 106.7. I was at this event and this guy kept looking at me from a few feet away. Like, you know how you can tell somebody's looking at you?
Yeah.
And this dude was covered in tats. He was yoked, looked like he had just gotten out of prison. And I'm thinking, oh my God, he doesn't like me. I probably made fun of his mom or made fun of him or his wife or his kids or something, you know, on my show. And he finally walks up and goes, you Double J? And I go, yeah, what's up, man? And I mean, I was ready to duck because I was
sure.
waiting for him to take a swing at
right.
me.
Yeah.
And he turned out to be the nicest guy in the world. And he was just shy and didn't want to come up
sure.
and say hi.
Yeah. Mm.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. I love the people of Albuquerque. And
that's
I think,
great people.
Okay, I'll be honest. I've said this before and people don't believe me. I love that if I'm on the freeway, I drive fast, okay? If you see a black... Ford Fusion behind you, that's probably me.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
If they're tailgating you, know that you shouldn't be in that lane.
Yeah.
Okay? Because no. there's a reason I'm tailgating you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I really do love that out here, people get out of the way most of the time.
Most
I would
of
say
time,
probably
yeah.
90 to 95% of the time. If you're on the freeway and you're doing 85, 90 miles an hour, which you shouldn't be, but you do. People will literally get out of the
they
way.
They just
for
won't
you.
Use their blinker.
In California, that will not happen. So I'm not looking forward to that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Dude.
But yeah, that's one thing I really
traffic's
think
gonna
I'll
be
miss.
Horrible.
Not as bad as it is out of here on Osuna.
You'll be
yeah, right?
You'll be in NorCal though, so that'll be a little better.
Phone lines open 338-3700. Double J's hanging out with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Double J, I love your face.
I love your face. How are you?
And I have to say, I miss you on the radio.
I'm a married
man,
ma'am. I haven't
really listened
ma'am,
to the
I'm married.
Radio since December. And then when I saw you were going to come on this show, I started listening to this show this week. And I really like it, I got to say, guys. So I will be listening to this.
Hey, thank
you. You're pretty good,
I will be
huh?
streaming Double J in the morning, too, for his new job.
There you
well,
go.
Hey, listen, I think you got, and I'm not just saying this because I'm in the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when I did my show on the old Power 106.7, I had zero problems with calling out other radio stations.
Right, right.
Absolutely no problem.
Yeah.
Because I feel if you can't talk about another radio show, you're scared of them.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I mean, agreed. I don't care. You know, I made a lot of fun of Dana Cortez, and she's a nice lady. She's a mom.
Yeah,
and,
I know,
it, you know, it was nothing
she's
personal. And people
like
think sometimes that I really hate Dana.
Right.
I really don't. I think she's a wonderful lady. And both of us were actually in L.A. last year at this time. And I pressed the elevator. I'm at the Roosevelt in Hollywood. And I pressed the elevator. The elevator doors open. And it's Dana Cortez and her husband. Mm. And I'm like, oh, my God. This is embarrassing. And I went in and I apologized to Dana. And I said, and she tried to act like she had never heard anything. Yeah. But yeah, come on.
Yeah.
And so I just say, hey, listen, it's nothing personal. I mean, if I ever hurt your feelings, I apologize.
It's a character. It's just a character.
It's a character. You know, and that, again, that's what people don't realize. When you're on the radio, maybe
right.
not you guys. No, I think even sometimes think you guys are
characters.
There
are some exaggerations. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
but on my show, when I worked at the radio station on Power 106.7, I got paid very handsomely to be a character.
Mm. We're just characters. We don't get paid, but we're definitely still characters.
I would say we are different in the fact that I've always tried to be as real as I can be.
Yeah.
You know, I've always tried to share my life, my struggles. You know, at times, sure, you can slip into the character mode and you can kind of exaggerate or whatever. But I've always tried over the years to be as real as I possibly can be, which I feel is why Buck and I lasted so long in radio, is because I feel like our listeners could relate to us because we didn't hold back.
Well, you know, we were going to bring you on our show. Mm. And this happened to be a few days before I got fired. Mm. And I literally got an email that said, you are not allowed to bring Buck and Dex on your show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? We're going to talk about possible television opportunities. And they're like, nope, absolutely not. And I want to say, there are some very good people that work at American General Media over there. I
sure.
mean, I you know, Bill Kruger, who's the general manager over there, he's a wonderful guy. He's a mm-hmm. very, very intelligent, smart, decent human being. Gina, mm-hmm. who's an account executive. There's some very good people who work there. You know, so I don't want anybody to think that I hate people.
No, not at all.
There's very good people that work in that building.
Wait. He never got to the part where he was going to talk about our morning show. So I just want to make sure he gets, let's wrap it back around.
I said this earlier. I was really surprised yesterday when Googling my name. And I didn't know that Lindsay had come on the show.
Yeah.
I haven't really talked to Lindsay. You know, I mean, I have my life. I'm a pretty busy guy. And I was really shocked because I had this notion, this preconception that a Christian morning show, that a Christian radio station, because, oh my Lord, everyone I've ever listened to is the most boring thing you could possibly hear.
I was very surprised that we didn't get fired the first week because coming on board here, I was thinking, okay, can I do the same show that I did with Buck? Can we do that? I've known these two for a while, but at the same time, it's a Christian station.
Yeah.
And I just said, let's just do this thing. I'm going to be as real as I can be. I'm going to do what I do.
Yeah.
And we're going on it's our 3-month anniversary yesterday.
What's hilarious is
I'm your present.
Dexter here is the most conservative of the three.
Out of the three, I'm the most conservative. When we first started, these two were mainly this guy was getting in trouble all the time.
Wait a second. I want to know what a meeting is like when you guys get off the air. Does your program director give you a look like,
He's the program director.
I am the program director.
Oh, that's great.
We go
to the upper management.
Yeah, except what's not good is usually that means our meetings are with the general manager. So.
But he's a cool guy, right?
Yeah, he's incredible.
Why are you shaking your head no, but saying yeah? No.
Double J, shut up!
he's really cool.
He is. He's fantastic.
Yeah, so, I just thought it was really cool how you guys goofed around a lot because, you know, normally you just hear a ton of really, and I'm not trying to offend anybody, but really boring music. Boring music, organ music, and you're just like, man, I use organ music as a joke.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right. And with that, I want to give the verse of the day.
Yeah.
We don't have that.
No, I think, I think part of it though is, because your typical Christian radio, we talk about characters.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Like from personal experience, because our band used to go through like K-Love and Air One, and I don't know if it's still the same people, but I mean, radio station, Christian radio stations all across the country, and it's the same in churches.
Yeah.
It's the same with pastoral staff. You talk about people with characters that put on a mask and a face. Yeah. I mean,
that's the church.
All right, everybody, good morning. Yeah. It's a beautiful 72 in the sky and in my heart because Jesus is alive.
And not to say,
you know, and I don't mean to down it.
Yeah. Not to say that that's how, you know, everybody's fake, because that's not true.
Right. But there are a lot of them.
But there are
a lot of
struggle.
I'm flipping it. Everybody is fake. Yeah. Not just Christians. Every human is fake. Because on the inside, 9 times out of 10, you're putting on a happy face.
Well, you know, like I had a lady once. I don't want to say who it was, but we kind of got into a disagreement because. Oh man, I don't even know if I should say this.
Do it. Let me talk to the program director. Hold on.
I got a dumb
button. You should do it.
I got a dumb button.
Yeah, just tell us. If you feel bad, we'll go,
boom. She got pregnant. She's Catholic.
Nope, never mind.
She got pregnant, but did not want to have the baby.
Oh.
Mm.
And she was like, yeah, but my beliefs, you know, I cannot have an abortion. I can't. And I said, so it's okay for you to break your religion to have sex, but that's not okay.
Mm.
Yeah, it didn't all line up.
You know what I mean? But then when other people would come around, she, this holy roller, and you're just like, that is so fake.
Yeah. That is.
It's a facade. You know?
Yeah.
And it's funny to me, too, that you draw lines back to the, like, that guy, that pastor of that church. Yeah. Even you were like, I think he started off with good intentions.
Yeah.
And that's something that I've learned. I'm not justifying any action, because the worst things in our world, in our history, have been done in the name of Jesus, in the name of God. You know,
or in the name of religion.
Yeah,
because
the thing is, like, and I genuinely think people do awful things in the name of Jesus, and here's why. They think they're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
They have good intentions, and they're so skewed.
Look at the Westboro Baptist Church.
Yes.
I mean, they do some stuff that is so incredibly offensive. Like, to go, a soldier who dies fighting for this country, and they're out there picketing his funeral.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I respect the living heck out of the guys who get on their motorcycles and go out there and make sure they will not interfere with that. Like, love those guys. Yeah. I absolutely love those guys.
The goal here is instead is to just be as genuine as we can. Yeah. And, of course, we have characters. Yeah. You know, like, I hope I'm not as stupid as I portray on the radio.
But, I hope I come off
I was going to ask.
I am from Mississippi, though, so I kind of have like a, you know, an excuse. But the thing is, the only way that Christianity and church, really, in our modern society is going to survive is if people just quit acting like they're happy, which sounds so counterintuitive. But like Jesus said, you find your life when you lose it.
Yeah.
That's when you find it. We're all running around acting like we've got everything together. Like, that's what every Christian is doing, is running around acting like, I've got it all together. I know everything. I can quote all these Bible verses, and it's perfect. And I've got my theology intact. And then life hits them, and they shut down.
They crumble. You know what's crazy is, you know how many people have told me, like, you know, I mean, I get some pretty nasty messages on Facebook, or I'll get pretty nasty messages. And I used to get into it with people. Now it's just block.
Yeah.
I got a block list that'll blow your mind. I probably have more people blocked than I do have that follow me. But, you know, these people will say these things to me, like, you know, how dare you say something like that?
Mm.
You're despicable. You make me sick. And then I, you know, sometimes I'll go click on their profile picture and go see who they are.
Mm.
And then on their Facebook page, it's all about the Lord.
Yeah.
And you're like, you are such a fake.
Yeah.
At least I'm real.
Mm.
You know, the experiences I had as a kid, I don't go to church as much as I should. I'll be honest. I've been to church once in the last probably 5 years. Okay.
Yeah.
But my kids go to church every week, and I think it's important that it doesn't matter what I think. I respect what my sons think, and, you know, like, my son, every day before he walks out to school, this is my stepson. This kid is 6 years old. Every day before he walks out from school, God bless you, Jared.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. Because he's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's not up to me to go, here's what I think. If right. that's what he wants to believe, I can't stand parents who do stuff like yeah. that. You know, no, again, it goes you. Down to the whole, if I see you in the supermarket abusing a kid, man, it's no. on like Donkey Kong.
And
you
it
know?
Should yeah. be. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the way it should be. Mm-hmm. I will also say, you know, because we're touching on the church, and let's be honest, according to Scripture, according to God's Word, the church is still the bride of Christ, right? So if my wife was acting a fool and getting hammered and acting yeah. like an idiot out in public, it's one thing for me to correct, but when other people start coming and correcting my bride, we're going to immediately get defensive, right? Because yeah. it's our wife. Yeah. It's our bride. So to come to the defense of the church, if you will, I do think there are a lot of genuine people doing genuine things. I do think that we are all broken and we all mm-hmm. need to be real. But I also think it doesn't just fall on Christians. Because yeah. as you said to yourself, there are so many misconceptions about what it means to be a Christian. Because we're talking about flawed individuals, and then it's, wait, well, you're a Christian. You can't possibly be having sex outside of marriage.
Yeah.
Why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're still a human being. God's word says that there are none good. No, not one. Like, no one is righteous. Like, yeah. all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We all suck in different ways, yeah. right? And so...
Mine and more
I
than
think,
this one.
No, you're just surprised. But yeah. I think immediately, like, I used to work, just to break down stereotypes...
Do not say at a strip club.
I used to work at a place called Kwanic Broadcast Corporation.
Oh, that's
here
a strip
in town,
club. Oh,
right?
No, okay.
It's, yeah. And it's
Kwanic?
An, it's
is that what
Kwanic.
You?
It's here in town. Oh, it's Native American Radio.
You got that, right? There's somebody listening
National,
right now who got what I just said.
National Native American Radio. Only white dudes. So I was the Christian white male Republican dude that goes in there. And of course, instantaneously, there's about 1,000 stereotypes for my character, who I am as a human being, yeah. all of the things I probably hate about their culture.
Yeah.
And it took a while to break down those stereotypes and go, dude, guess what? You, on your own, have also built up a pretty solid stereotype of what a Christian looks like.
Yeah.
You know, so I definitely don't think the church is doing all of the... Yeah, there are the Westboro Baptist Church that yeah. are helping the stereotype along, but I think there are those that are just uninformed mm-hmm. who would go, well, obviously this dude can't possibly drink, smoke, blah, blah, and there's the laundry yeah. list of the don'ts that... have nothing to do with the fact that we're just some broken dudes who needed a savior because we're all sinners.
Hey, let me ask you, what do you think, this is going to be probably a tough one for you. What do you think about the Pope?
I love him.
We love the Pope.
We talk about the Pope.
The Pope's great.
There's something about him, right? Like
he's different than the other popes.
I think it's, and I don't mean to offend any Catholics that are listening, but just, and maybe it's just because of the way I was brought up. You don't worship a human being.
Right.
And I mm-hmm. see a lot of people really worshiping him and calling him the Holy Father, which I find that weird, but that's just how I was brought up. My mom and dad, again, made me go to church 3 times a day on Sundays and twice a day Monday through Saturday. Mm. So I think that's weird, but there's something about him that really makes me go, I like
this
guy.
He's a servant.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what separates him from other popes or you know, that as Christians, we're to be servants.
Dude,
you know?
That is
what being a Christian is all about, to put yourself last. And you see that with the Pope.
Jesus said you want to become great, you become the servant of all.
Yeah.
And so what's funny is you are pointing out this Pope who is servant-minded, and that's exciting and different because we're not seeing that a lot in Christianity. We're not seeing that a lot in the faith is people who are not on a pedestal, who are not promoting their latest and greatest whatever.
Right. Well, like the last Pope. He lived in the Pope Castle, whatever it's called.
It's called Castle Grayskull. I don't know if you knew this.
No.
He's the master of the universe, Castle Grayskull.
It's in the Vatican, but there's this palace.
This special place.
That the Pope lives in.
He's got the Pope mobile.
Yeah, it's amazing. Here's the thing. This new Pope,
yeah.
was like, I don't want that. I'm not going to live in it. And I went, okay. You know, the last Pope wore these like super expensive shoes, like, these red, super, super expensive shoes.
They were shell toes, Adidas golden shell toes.
but this new guy was like, I'm not gonna wear that.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do that. There's just something about the guy that you go,
you know what? I like this guy. Yeah. He refuses to go behind bulletproof glass. You know, I mean, I just something about the guy that's
genuine.
I go, I think he's a genuinely good
person. With him is like you said, because you flip it here in America. A lot of times you see the conservative side politically fighting for control. You have a pope who is the freaking pope. If there's ever been a dude that has more control. But he understands that it's not about him, and he's following Jesus, his Lord, who said to be a servant. Yeah. That's why it's such a weird thing that now you have, like, where 20 years ago, me growing up Southern Baptist, and I was taught that the Catholic Church was a giant ancient cult,
right?
And the Baptists had it right, you know, because here we came centuries later, but we got it right.
Well, and that preacher, that was my mom and dad's preacher that's now in prison in the cult, like, every sermon he ranted against Catholics, and then once, you know, when I was growing up and I started getting older, I went, wait a second, you're Catholic?
Right.
And they would go, yeah, and I go,
it's crazy.
Huh, but that's not at all like what he said.
Difference is we're seeing
a
figure
see the horns.
who supposedly is in control of this giant thing, but he is a servant. And it's making all the difference. People don't know what to do with the guy. It reminds me a lot of Jesus when people didn't know what to do with that guy either.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, and I think it's because he's truly following him. Now, the sad thing is we work at a Christian station. And so if I express kind of belief, here's why. I will get told 10 ways from Sunday why what I just said was wrong.
By who? GM?
Random listeners. Listeners. If you're ever talking about religion, because think about it. Your relationship with God, or lack thereof, or with an idol, or whatever, that is the most personal thing that you can have. It's literally the most personal
thing. Well, Radio Rule 101 is there's a couple things you never talk about, and child molestation is one that you shouldn't talk about on
the air.
Good, and religion. You just will never...
So here, if I say something, like I just did, like I admire the Pope a lot.
Yeah.
I'm opening myself up to emails from guys that are hardcore anti-Catholic, and here's why. And I get all these verses. But it makes sense, because that is the most personal thing to that person.
Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of like the trick with working at a religious broadcasting, is that you're always going to get feedback.
No.
96% of it is negative because you're wrong about something.
Who would have thought that I'd be on a Christian morning show?
I know.
Dude, Double J, I'm stoked you're here.
It's so important that you're here.
So excited. You know, and I remember years ago, because I grew up in a Christian family.
Yeah.
I was raised in the church. And, you know, when I go back home to Montana and I run into people that I grew up with.
What part of Montana?
Innis, Bozeman area.
It's, I almost took a job there.
Really?
Yeah.
Bozeman?
Yeah, but they didn't have any money.
Surprise! Wasn't ready.
But the Christians that I grew up with always asked me, "Well, when are you going to leave? You know, that rock station and go to a Christian station? That's where you belong." And I would immediately get upset, and then sad at the same time, because you know they didn't understand, you know, what being a Christian, what it was all about. You know, why do I need to be at a Christian station if I'm a Christian? That makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, but again, you have this. Not you personally, but I'm saying there's this preconceived notion that a Christian radio station is a boring radio station.
Yeah, right. No doubt about it.
And again, I'm not saying this because you guys are here. I was literally listening, and it was the first time I had ever listened to your show was yesterday when Lindsay, my old co-host, was on.
Yeah.
And like I told my wife, I go, man, these guys are funny.
Yeah.
These guys are pretty funny.
There's no doubt. I would probably... there's no morning show on a Christian radio station like ours. This doesn't exist in Christian radio. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. Which means we've got about three more months.
Keep
your options open in California for us, buddy.
My only complaint was stop playing so much music.
Right.
Like, I got to be honest. I've done radio for so long, and I can't stand these program directors who come in and go, you need to only talk for 2 minutes, and you need to play 11 songs an hour. It's like, screw you. Like, sorry. Yeah. Like, you don't know what you're doing.
Can't
you're horrible. I can't wait for you to get fired because you're going to tank the radio station you're programming.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
people want to laugh in the morning.
Amen.
They want to feel good.
Yeah.
You know, in my case, on my show, I would make fun of people.
Yeah.
But again, that's what my show was about.
Right.
It was about pushing boundaries and crossing the line and mm-hmm. stuff like that. You know what I mean? That would be my complaint about your guys' show, is that you play too much music.
Yeah.
And I don't think you guys play a lot of music.
We really don't.
It's like, here's the thing. If you're a morning show,
yeah,
be a morning
show.
Thank you. I've been saying
that
for years.
Stop playing so much music. Yeah. If a listener wants to hear music, they're probably already listening
to it.
Yeah, right.
So many options.
That's what I don't understand about radio companies that hire morning shows and then try and put the brakes on them and say, oh, no, you need to play 9 songs an hour or 10 songs. You realize that only leaves about 9 minutes of content per hour. I can tell you this. I've never once ran into somebody here in Albuquerque that said, I wish you guys played more music. Right. I swear, I mean, I had people that would go, Double J, you guys play way too much music. I'm like, well, that's not my choice.
During your time off, you probably have tuned in to other morning shows in town.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I had the 6 months off, I got to take my kids to school and got to experience what it was like to be a listener, which I never had the opportunity to do. And it was, I loved it.
Yeah.
I was very disappointed because I really only heard music. And then if I did get to hear a little bit of talk,
it's so quick.
And that's why I loved you guys, because you're with a show where I would sit in my car and I want to go
in
the house.
No idea how much heck I went through because of that. I mean, it was like there were days that me and Lindsay would look at each other.
How does one go through heck? Is it different than going through hell?
Didn't know I could say that, but thank you.
I'm just curious.
I have a list writing down of things I can say.
You can't. So I'm probably fired. I'm going with you to California, buddy.
You have no idea how many times that Lindsay and I would look at each other and go, man, there is nothing anybody can say about this show. This was a great show. Yeah. And then to walk out of the studio and get completely torn down.
Yeah.
It's a rough
feeling.
You're
in a safe
place,
Double J.
You're like, oh my God, we could never win.
You're in a safe
place. I feel safe here.
Oh,
you guys are my teddy bear.
Never leave us.
We have Double J hanging out with us right now. If you'd like to call the show, 338-3700. You can text us 585-LIVE. That's 585-5483. We got a bunch of texts we'll read. We'll get to your phone calls. Say hi to Double J. Hang out with us. We're the Morning Invasion.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The sale of music on digital formats has overtaken CDs for the first time.
Severe weather for parts of the central and southern United States.
New York's legislature has become the latest to pass a bill to exempt tampons from state sales taxes.
In Cuba, there's already a tangible consequence of the country restoring diplomatic relations with the U.S. There's a beer shortage.
New report from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. It shows a direct correlation between traffic fatalities and higher speed limits.
Mark Zuckerberg began Facebook's developer conference.
Al Jazeera America is signing off.
California is making changes to its paid leave law.
Scientists, including famed physicist Stephen Hawking, are joining internet billionaire Yuri Milner in publicizing a privately funded plan to try and reach Alpha Centauri.
Belgian officials have arrested 2 more people in connection with last month's terror attacks in Brussels.
John Grisham and more than 90 other Mississippi writers signed a letter calling for the repeal of Mississippi's religious beliefs law.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. 9:39.
High today of 70 degrees.
Double J is hanging out with us. Double J in the Morning was his...
Was.
Show.
Was.
Got fired back in December. And now he is working down on North Street on Central Pass.
Gosh, I will. Dude. Let me just clarify
the
this.
Old chicken stand.
I am not a man of the night. Yeah, okay.
That's good.
Well...
I applied.
Morning show changes you, right?
I applied. Trust me, I applied. But, yeah, I will tell you this, man. It is really, it's really difficult to find a radio job here in Albuquerque.
It is.
I applied. Oh my God! I don't want to say who I had talked to, but I've talked to quite a few people, and it's just there's just nothing. Even I applied in Clovis. I've applied in Roswell. I actually was even applying to a TV station to be a columnist.
Yeah.
And it's just there's just nothing out
there.
Well,
we work in a field. It's such a niche field for us, you know? So it really is a waiting
game. Is it niche or niche?
Niche.
Niche?
Niche, whichever you like.
Right, I mean, okay.
Montana,
right.
We say niche.
Right, niche, yes. Like Tarjay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really hard. I was thinking, you know, my 6 months off after I got fired, I thought people were going to be like, oh, we're going to hire these guys. You know, I had this huge ego. I was Dex from the Morning Edge. And That got popped real quick, and I didn't really hear. I heard from a couple people, but you know that didn't work out, and it was really a humbling experience for me.
Well, you know, I mean, I've had some offers, not here in New Mexico, though, but I had offers from people, and you know, when you lose a job in radio, you can't just go fill out an application and show up at a radio station. Yeah. People have this misconception. It doesn't work like that. Yeah. If you show up at a radio station, they're going to look at you like, we do not want this guy. Why is he? That's not how you do it. You shoot an email, request, do you mind if I send you my package? I'm looking for a job. And you know, I was pretty surprised at the feedback that I got from a lot of people. But the problem is that there just wasn't any money.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, well, it's hard. I'm not going to go work for you for $20,000. Yeah. Like, I'm just not what I'm going to bring to the table.
Wait, you can make up to $20,000 in radio?
Exactly.
What the crap?
It's okay, man.
So anyways, you know, it's been a great 4 or 5 months that I've had.
Yeah.
Because I was, by the end when, you know, whatever happened, and I was really stressed out because of all the stuff that was going on behind the scenes, because there's so much stuff that goes on behind the scenes that that people just have no idea, and I just won't get into that. But there's just some stuff. I haven't been this happy in a long time. Like, it's been a long time since I've been this happy.
Yeah.
You know, my wife, I don't have anything to complain about. Like, when I'm complaining that my, you know, stepson has been on the Xbox for too long, that's a good problem to have.
Sure.
You know, so yeah, I'm a pretty content guy.
That's good. You know, we have Double J hanging out with us till the end of the hour. So if you guys want to text in any questions you might have,
is that your guys' new thing?
Yeah, dude.
What's up?
Text
585 live.
We just got this text line, what?
Yesterday?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
But and, you realize when you say 585 live, okay, and I'm just going to throw this out there.
Okay.
Like, I went to my phone and I went, okay, I'm going to send you guys a text message, right? Because I was going to text you guys some crazy, stupid confession, okay? And I went 505 lot. I can't spell that on my phone.
You can't, because I can spell it on mine.
No, look.
Look, it's right here. Let me see.
Look, 50.
What, do you have the iPhone 4?
No, well, it's not the iPhone 5. 505.
No, go to your, go to this part.
Okay.
Go here, look. Go here. Go to your.
Okay, you can do that.
It's 5493.
But then how do you send a text after that?
It's 505-585-5483.
You have to remember that. Now go back and do it. Can you remember that number? Yeah.
No, I can't. I still can't remember it.
Text us 585-5483.
It's going to take a little work, Double J.
But it does say, P.S., somebody just chimed in and said, P.S., you can WASP spell it out on the iPhone and you get it.
You can what? WASP?
I don't even know what that
Hold
means.
Hold on, let me ask Siri.
WASP?
Hold on. What was it?
585
Siri, live? Text 505-585 live.
That didn't work.
Oh, it did work.
It works. There
See?
You go. You can even ask Siri.
No, it didn't.
Okay.
Nah.
Oh, no, it didn't.
It said.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's Siri.
That's
right?
A computer.
She's a simple person.
Well, all it typed was 505.
Nobody else is having an issue here. Nobody else is having an issue. The texts are coming in hundreds every minute.
You know I'm not a bright man. You know I am not a bright man. I would like to, you know what? I'll be completely honest about anything and everything.
Okay.
If somebody has a question,
right.
Whether you email it in or text it in or call in.
Yeah.
And I won't be mean to anybody, I promise.
If you'd like to call in, it's 505-338-3700.
I will answer any question.
And, if you know, I know what it's like, you know, being off the air. So it's really cool when listeners, you know, they miss you.
Yeah,
you know?
I was going to say less questions, more people just either saying, hey, Double J, love your face. Lot of people actually just saying.
Love your face.
Love your face. We had some people definitely loving the interview this morning saying that we touched on something close to their heart. I was abused and neglected by my biological parents and was a very emotionally wounded child. However, praise Jesus, I was removed from that home and adopted by my true parents at the age of 10, brought to Christ by these parents, and I can say now, fully healed from my past. A lot of people don't know about my past, and a few people who have heard always ask, how on earth could you have gone through all that and be the cool dude that you are now? All I can say that it is only by the help and strength of Jesus
that I've overcome so much. I sympathize with you, Double J, because I will not tolerate a child being harmed. And so they say this world may be downright terrible, but I know Christ has overcome the world. God bless you, man. Yeah.
I mean, people get mad because I'm pretty vocal about that. Like, I hate seeing a parent being mean to their kid. Mm. It's like I personally, just because of, you know, what I went through as a kid, what me and my brother and all my friends went through. I don't believe in spanking. I don't believe in hitting your kid. It's like, you're an adult. Let's say you're 40 years old. Do you want somebody to hit you when you make a mistake? Mm. It doesn't make sense to say, don't get in a fight at school, but I'm going to hit you because you did something wrong. That, to me, that's just mind-boggling to me. And people get very passionate about that, so I'm sure this is probably going to irritate some people.
Honestly,
but you
what
shouldn't
you
be
went
spanking
through,
your kids.
What you went through, yeah. I can totally understand why you would feel that way. Yeah. I mean, you were physically abused. You saw your brother get beat.
But I understand what you're saying, though, because I have a 3-year-old. You know, I have a 10 and 12-year-old, and I have a 3-year-old, and it's hard to go, hey, 3-year-old, you can't hit your brother, and for doing that, I'm going to hit you.
Well, you know, I
understand what you're saying.
I took a year-long parenting class, and I was the only, there was about 30 people in this class. There were men and women in this class, and I was the only one there that was not court-ordered to be there. Mm. All these other people were there because they're
bad parents.
Oh, yeah.
I did it because I wanted to be a better father. I wanted to be a better dad to my kids. And I really learned a lot. And, you know, there were a couple times that I had spanked my sons, Jared and Michael. And I took a step back and I went, what am I doing? Hmm. What am I doing? You don't need to hit somebody to get your point across. Now my son's 14 years old and he's going through his cool phase. And there's times where he's mad at me, and there's times where I just want to go, you.
Mm-hmm.
But I just go, all right, I was once that way too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's no, I just don't understand people that hit their kids. I don't understand that. And it's like, if you don't want me to hit you, don't hit your kid.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, as a parent, you should be disciplining your children, but there are many ways you can do that. Like,
exactly.
We have rules in our house, and it's like, hey, you break the rules. Man, this sucks. I'm on your side. Unfortunately, you broke those rules. No iPad today.
Right,
no,
exactly.
You know, no video games for a week. And that, like, crumbles them more so than, like, a little sting on the butt for, you know.
But, I mean,
for a 3-year-old, it's hard to ground them, you
But
know?
Think about this. You know, let's say you're 35 years old, okay?
Okay.
And I don't know, you're just having a bad day, and somebody tells you something, and you snap at them. So basically, you're smarting off to them, okay?
Yeah.
You just snap at them, which kids do to their parents.
Yeah.
So explain to me, anybody listening, explain to me why it's okay for you to spank your kid for doing that, or slap them in the mouth, or pull off a belt and spank them, when if you did that to somebody at your job, would it be okay for them to slap you in the mouth?
Right.
I'm very passionate about it. I'm sorry. No, I don't believe in people hitting kids.
I hear what you're saying. I think all parents need to stop, because you're talking about the reactionary moment.
Yep.
And every time, like, if my kids are being smart and they're acting a fool, I immediately go to your room. Like, they go to their room, because not only do they need a minute to chill the blank out, I need a minute to calm down, because right now I'm flustered, I'm frustrated because I feel disrespected as a parent.
Yeah.
So I probably need to go away for a second and breathe.
Well, it's the same thing as you don't send an email when you're mad.
Yeah,
it's the same thing with parenting. You don't try and parent when you're mad. Take a step back. Kids have this very unique way of getting under your skin.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be honest, a lot of times they don't realize it. And we're so selfish that when we can't hear the TV, we go, shut up, knock it off.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, that's so incredibly selfish.
Right.
Because they're just having fun. You know, my wife and I were watching a show the other day, and she could see I was getting irritated because the kids were being loud. And I have this thing where I just start putting off signs, where I start shaking my foot. I start going, I'll turn the TV up louder. And she knows, you know, we've been together for a long time. And she looks at me and she goes, knock it off. They're having fun. And I go, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And but me being the proud person I am, and arrogant and ignorant, I go, what are you talking about? She goes, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I go, I wasn't mad. And she goes,
Right. Well, why don't you turn the TV down? Then I went, oh, okay.
you and me, two peas in a pod right here.
Best book I ever read on parenting. It's called Shepherding a Child's Heart.
Yeah.
And it talks at great lengths about that, because there's a huge difference between a child being rebellious mm-hmm. and a child being a child. Because there are times where children absolutely should be disciplined because they are being rebellious.
Right.
They are doing something they should not be doing. And then there are times where we're tired, we do a morning show, we're up at 4 o'clock in the morning, we're cranky, and the kids are being kids, having fun playing football, and you're like, shut it down!
Yeah.
I will take you outside! Yeah. And leave you there. Yeah.
We have about 6 minutes left of the show, so I want to squeeze in a couple calls here. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Double J, love your face, man.
Hey,
I'm
love
just
you.
Happy to hear your voice. And
I'm married, sir.
It's kind of awkward to once Buck and Dex got canceled.
Yeah.
You were the, you know, kind of the, I'd always listened to you, but I listened to you more so when they got canceled. And I got to say one point. I just think, you know what, when Lindsay came on, the show got really good with you guys.
Oh, it got so much better. I'll agree with you. I will tell you, you know, when Lindsay came on, I think it took a couple months for people to start getting to like her. She had never done radio before, and I'm a big believer in giving people their dream job, and I'm a big believer in saying, hey, if you work hard, but guess what? If you don't, you're not going to be here long, and there's a reason that you're not on my show. Mm. It's because of something you did or something you said or how you acted or your work ethic. And Lindsay had an incredible work ethic, and she was very funny. She did more work than the program director did, in my opinion. Mm. Lindsay was a hard worker, and she absolutely did not deserve to be let go from the radio station. I feel bad for her. She was crying the day that we got
like
fired.
Like ugly crying? Oh, like how ugly? She was in here recently.
I just felt really,
I could see it.
Probably I felt really bad for her. And the thing was that her fiance had her car. My wife had my car. So we had to walk with boxes over to my house. I live by the radio station. We're just like, God, how big of losers are we? We just got fired.
They made you take your stuff right away because they shipped our stuff. They wouldn't even let us take
our
stuff.
Well, here's the thing.
You guys get stuff?
Well, here's the thing.
I don't know, Tail. Let's go.
I got, when I got out of my meeting, I went back into my office and somebody was in there packing my stuff up for me. Like, that's how bad they wanted us out of the building. Wow. And I just went, all right,
Can I ask you, what was the reason they gave you, or can you not
we don't
talk
want
about
to get it?
No, I can say the reason. Okay. I can say the reason. Right. The reason was, this is their company, reason was that they're reorganizing the radio station.
That's what they said to us.
So, it wasn't because of cost.
Sure.
Yeah. Thanks, I mean, we were number two in the market in Morning Drive. Yeah. How do you fire the number two morning show? But whatever, it is what it is.
Like this, buddy. Fired! Yeah. Peace out! Walk home.
Did you get a manila envelope? Did they give you a manila envelope?
I did get a manila envelope.
You guys need to start a support group, because I feel like there's some wounds that just haven't healed. Dex brings in somebody that got fired like every week, and it's like, right?
No, but I will tell you this.
They hold each other. Are you guys going to hold each other?
I was really miserable, man.
Yeah.
I was really miserable because of how, you know, certain things were going down and certain, like, how certain people were treating people. I just didn't appreciate it, and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And so now that I'm completely away from that, I can't explain how relieved and relaxed and happy I am. And now I got this new job, I'm looking
California,
forward.
California, that's amazing.
Yeah.
No, that's
I'm awesome, looking dude. Forward to it. Programming two top 40 radio stations.
That's great.
And it's going to be amazing.
You talk about the fact that Double J is a character versus, and we on this show, we can slip in and out, you know, because I feel like there's a lot of real, you know, we talk real, we get real. Those are real moments. We also act like idiots and say hilarious things. Mm-hmm. But when you talk about losing that or that being stripped away from you, it's you're wrapped up. I mean, it's your identity, your radio personality. And we all have that. We all carry that, whether it's our job, maybe it's a relationship, maybe it is our religion, whatever it is, we wrap ourselves up in it. And when it is stripped away, or when you, for those that grew up in the church and then turned their backs because it was like you feel betrayed or abandoned by that.
Yeah.
I mean, where do you go? Yeah. What do you do? How do you reconcile that? Everything that you thought was real is now either gone, or maybe it was a lie, or whatever it is. The relationship ends, or the job is over. Where do you go? What
well,
do you do?
I think Facebook made it a lot easier because, sure, there's a handful of people who just don't like me for whatever reason. Yeah. And you know what? I wish them the best. I have no ill will towards them. You know, karma is what it is. And, you know, if you continue feeling that way, then eventually what happened to me will happen to you. Mm. And I wish them the best. But, a handful of 30 or 40 people as compared to, you know, 200,000 people or 300,000 people. Facebook, I think, made it really easy for me because we had
a support group, basically.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's a guy, his name's Martin, and he actually is listening right now.
Martin Lawrence? This guy
was a faithful listener. And when I got fired, like, he really sent me just private messages saying, hey, man, I'm so sorry if you ever need anything. And, you know, this guy, we called him the freaking Puerto Rican. This guy, like, they were just like, hey, my house is your house. If you ever need anything. Mm. Yeah. And I really appreciate people like that because I'd like to think that I'm the same way. Like, hey, if you need something, you know.
I'm so glad you said that. I love that Air Jordan jacket. Can I have it?
Don't give it to him.
Sure, it's stolen.
Oh,
you can have it. It's stolen. Hey, no, seriously, my wife stole it.
That's good. Let me ask you this, Double J. Yeah. Do you have to get going?
No.
Because after the show, we like to do something. It's kind of an after show thing.
Yeah.
Go live on
and by
Facebook.
We, he means these two obnoxiously will just put a phone in your face for an hour.
Okay.
We do the post-show. We'll go live on Facebook. And so if
the
you
live
have
video.
Facebook, you jump on and we'll have some more
How
questions.
How can people find you?
It's going to be really awkward because I've had to pee for like an hour and a half. So if y'all want to follow me.
Just go, man.
You can go.
Just
to,
go. Okay.
Go like Star 88 FM on Facebook. I think Teo will go live on there. And then I'll go live on my personal one, which is Dex Toth.
Okay.
T-O-T-H.
It's pronounced Toth.
Toth.
Yeah.
Yeah, is it Toth or Toth?
Exactly.
Toth.
Whichever you like, Double J.
He doesn't know.
Like
he doesn't know his own name.
It's incredible.
Double J, it was amazing
yes!
having you
Thank you guys
oh
for having
gosh.
Me in here. I appreciate
I'm
it.
I'm sad Seriously. You're going to California because I wish you'd just kick it with us.
Can I just throw out my Facebook page?
Yeah.
Please follow me. If you search Double J in the Morning, you can follow me. That name will be changing shortly, obviously, but Double J in the Morning on Facebook, and I would love to just say hello to everybody. Mm. So thank you so much for all the support Albuquerque has shown me. I know I'm leaving and going back to California, but I really...